great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, they finally did it. They did it. They finally indicted Donald Trump. It's the thing that they have been seeking for years on end, basically since 2015 when Donald Trump decided that he was going to run for the presidency. Certainly since he actually won the presidency in 2016, the left has been foaming at the mouth, seeking the day when Donald Trump would be frog marched into a police precinct somewhere and then thrown in jail. And many prosecutors all over the nation have been aiming at this for a long time, but it was only Alvin Bragg, the brave and true, you know, the guy who won't prosecute like any crime in New York, but he definitely will prosecute a supposed misdemeanor that happened back in 2015. That guy, well, he is going for it. The grand Now, that does not mean that all of these institutions are losing money. There were some institutional shifts that happened in the mainstream media over the last 10 years that meant that a lot of the newspapers around the country saw significant losses. That includes places like the LA Times, particularly regional papers, saw significant losses because the only people who were subscribing were people who expected a physical copy of their newspaper on their doorstep the next morning. Well, if it turns out that nobody wants that physical copy of the pulp newspaper on their doorstep the next morning, and then get all their news for free online, then why exactly would you subscribe to the Los Angeles Times? The Los Angeles Times has been bleeding for years. But the New York Times has found a way to make that up. Newspapers are doing fine. Local, regional papers, those are the ones that are getting hit the hardest. Now, the reason that all of this becomes important is because the media seem to be at wit's end about what to do about the fact that they are sort of bleeding out in terms of both credibility nationally and in terms of money regionally. And that is the twin narrative for today. Because on the one hand, you've got the national newspapers who are complaining that they are now being targeted as political activists. And you've got the regional newspapers complaining that they're being put out of business because there just isn't the money to run them. The journalistic industry is in a severe crisis. It's a crisis that really could only be cured by a systemic shift in how the news is funded, on the one hand, and by a change in orientation on the other, moving away from activism journalism and toward objective journalism if you hope to maintain brand credibility at places like the New York Times. Now, the reason this comes up is because we saw the most bizarre, strange response by the New York Times to a story that I've seen in a very long time. Here's what happened. There's a fellow named Arthur Schwartz. Arthur Schwartz is good friends with Donald Trump Jr. He is close with the Trump administration. And he and some of his minions online, some of his friends online, started to go through all of the old tweets of various journalists at institutions like the New York Times, at institutions like CNN, dig those up, archive them, and use them for the possibility of deploying against these institutions. And the New York Times is really hot and bothered about this. So there's an article by Kenneth Vogel and Jeremy Peters called Trump Allies Target Journalists Over Coverage Deemed Hostile to White House. And the New York Times is very upset about this. Resurfacing old tweets from journalists, that's verboten. You can't do that. So in this article, Ken Vogel and Jeremy Peters write, a loose network of conservative operatives allied with the White House is pursuing what they say will be an aggressive operation to discredit news organizations deemed hostile to President Trump by publicizing damaging information about journalists. Ooh, terrible stuff. Except for the fact, of course, that the New York Times has been doing this for literally years. The New York Times has been going after the past of anyone they deem to be politically incorrect. They've been doing this for decades. I'm old enough to remember when they did this to Joe the Plumber. There's a piece by Larry Rosen put out a statement in response in which he called Bragg a disgrace. Trump's actual statement reads, "This is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. You remember it just like I do. Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump, but now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent, who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president, has never happened before, ever," says Donald Trump in his statement. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, is a disgrace. Rather than stop the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. Again, this is all Donald Trump's statement. "I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, then we'll defeat Joe Biden. We're going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again." So, listen, it's a shot in the arm to Trump's campaign, just on a political level. We'll get to the politics of this after we get to the legality of all of this and what comes next in terms of procedure, because things are going to get very spicy very quickly now. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance, because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. The next question is, what happens next? So apparently, Donald Trump is going to turn himself in. This has some ramifications, not only for Donald Trump's campaign, but also for the other campaigns, Ron DeSantis in particular. We'll get to that in a moment. First, he will be fingerprinted. He'll be photographed. He might even be handcuffed. Now, all of this for Trump's campaign, again, is a shot in the arm, because the feeling that he has been viciously attacked for no reason other than they hate him is obviously going to boost him in the Republican primaries. Just politically speaking, that is absolutely what it's going to do. Trump, for political reasons, is going to want pictures of himself being victimized by Alvin Bragg's ridiculous prosecution here. And barring some sort of extraordinary change in the sealed charges from what we have seen before, it is a ridiculous legal case. Trump will almost certainly be accompanied at every step of the process by armed agents of the U.S. Secret Service. They are required by law to protect him at all times. It's a weird, unprecedented situation. There'll probably be some accommodations made for him. Most defendants who are arrested on felony charges are handcuffed, but it's unclear whether there will be some sort of exception made for Trump, particularly because, again, he's going to turn himself in and negotiate. His lawyers have already said he's not going to resist any sort of extradition or anything like that. The legality of the case itself is incredibly weak. Even Trump's most vicious enemies, people like Eli Mistall over at The Nation, even he says that this case is particularly weak. He suggests the odds the path to real justice, let alone prison time, runs through the Manhattan DA's office still seem very, very long. He points out that Michael Cohen, who's their key witness, initially lied to federal investigators. This makes him a not particularly good witness. The fact that the Southern District of New York has already looked at these charges and decided not to do anything. That the federal government looked at these charges and decided not to do anything. The fact that this is going to be a state-of-mind crime, really. How do you prove that Donald Trump paid off Stormy Daniels to keep quiet because of the election, as opposed to he paid her to keep quiet because he just wanted her to keep quiet? State-of-mind crimes are very difficult to prove. Intent crimes, particularly for Trump, are very, very difficult to prove. Again, Eli Mistall says so at The Nation. Very hard to think of somebody who hates Trump more than Eli Mistall. Unless it's maybe David French. David French over at The New York Times says exactly the same thing. He says, most likely prosecutors will rely on an allegation of violating federal campaign finance law, specifically the claim that the hush money payments to Daniels were illegal campaign contributions. But this isn't a simple case to make. The prosecution might claim that state campaign finance laws apply to Trump and his payments violated New York law. But remember, we're talking about a presidential election. A federal statute expressly states relevant campaign finance laws supersede any state law. That is a formidable barrier to prosecuting Trump under state campaign finance laws. There's no obvious path around it. The claim that Trump violated federal law isn't necessarily frivolous, but his defense is really simple, which again is that the hush money payments had nothing to do with the election and everything to do instead with his desire to keep the story quiet. So is this prosecution actually going to succeed? Here's the thing. Because everyone knows that the prosecution is so weak, if it does, people are going to feel it's one of the great miscarriages of justice in modern American history. If Donald Trump ends up being convicted on charges this flimsy just because it's happening in New York where everybody hates his guts, can you imagine the political consequences for the country if that goes forward right now? Now, remember, this is only the first trial that Trump has on the docket. There may be others coming up. There's still something like three other open cases against Trump. There's a special counsel, Jack Smith, on the federal level, who's currently investigating whether he interfered with the peaceful transfer of power on January 6th. He's also investigating Trump's handling of classified documents. Both of those cases are still open. Again, I think both of those probably amount to nothing. But there's a Fulton County DA named Fannie Willis, again, a Democrat, who's attempting to prosecute Trump on the basis that he tried to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. So this may only be the first case against Donald Trump, obviously. So now we get to the political fallout. So again, in the primaries, there is no question this boosts Donald Trump because every Republican in the world is going to swing behind Trump. They're going to say what is true, which is that he's being unfairly targeted. And Trump, the victim, does really well among Republicans because there is the feeling, a correct feeling, that if Trump were not a Republican, he would not be getting this treatment. That if Trump were not standing in the way of a bunch of other people that the left desperately hates, he would not be getting this sort of treatment. So Trump is definitely going to get a boost from this. And here's the thing. I think Democrats know this. There's sort of an internal debate in conservative circles right now over whether Democrats are targeting Trump because they want to take him off the table for 2024 or whether they're targeting Trump because they actually want to elevate him in the primaries for 2024, knowing that if he wins the primaries, he will then lose the general election. This is the going theory in Democratic circles, the same theory they used in 2015, 2016. They could be totally wrong, by the way. They could elevate Trump and then Trump could win, right, which is their worst nightmare. But it is certainly plausible from their perspective that if they indict Trump, and Trump is then elevated in the primaries. Let's say he wins the primaries. Does that win any independent voters in a general election? Who voted against Donald Trump is now like, well, he was unfairly indicted. I'm going to vote for him this time. Very unlikely that you're going to swing a lot of voters in the sort of undecided category back toward Trump based on a flimsy indictment. Democrats seem to know this. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork this week, Democrats, basically saying that they're hoping desperately for Donald Trump. Here's Joy Behar doing exactly that yesterday.
DeSantis is what they call a dweeb. And Trump is the one who needs to get the nomination because then the Democrats will win. He's a two-time loser
isn't that
already.
A riff?
Hello.
But he also lacks
loser.
Again, Democrats want Trump. George Conway, right, who's made his money for the past several years ripping on Donald Trump. He's actively encouraging DeSantis not to run this cycle. This is before the indictment came down. Quote, it makes no sense for DeSantis to run this cycle. To beat Trump, DeSantis would have to go hammer and tong in a one-on-one race against him. DeSantis isn't capable of that. And no matter what, Trump would try to destroy the GOP if it ever became clear he wouldn't get the nomination. The smart play for DeSantis is to fleece donors by pretending to run and pocket the cash for 2028 when he'll still be only 49 years old. So George Conway encouraging there to be no rivals to Trump. Or how about the Lincoln Project, which is attacking DeSantis? And the left would love nothing. They make all their money off of Trump. And they get their base out because of Trump. And right now, if you look at the polling data, what the polling data shows is that in a general election campaign, DeSantis is the candidate who scores most favorably with independents. Latest Quinnipiac poll has Trump has DeSantis up 13 points in the favorability ratings, 43% favorable, 30% unfavorable. Got Trump net negative 27, 32% favorable, 59% unfavorable. So there is every reason to think that one reason Democrats may be very happy with this indictment is specifically because it elevates Donald Trump, which brings up the question of how exactly is Ron DeSantis responding to this? Because we saw that Ron DeSantis sort of botched his first iteration of this particular question a couple of weeks ago when Trump suggested that he was going to be indicted. And DeSantis said that while the indictment was unfair, he then talked about paying hush money to porn stars, and it looked as though he was taking kind of shots at Trump while the left was attacking him. Well, now DeSantis has a second bite of the apple, and he learned something for the first go around. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN, that's a dumb thing to do. It's like leaving your laptop exposed to the coffee shop while you head on off to the bathroom. Why would you leave it open? You're going to come back and some weird person is going to be browsing your email. Well, that's pretty much what happens every time you leave your internet exposed, which is why I use a VPN. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web, and you're making yourself vulnerable every time you connect to an unencrypted network. We're talking cafes, hotels, airports. Any hacker on that same network can gain access to all your personal data. ExpressVPN creates that secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal that sensitive data. ExpressVPN is super easy to use. You fire up the app, you click one button, now you're protected. It's just that easy. ExpressVPN works on all your devices so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Go check them out right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro to get started and get an extra 3 months for free in the process. Already coming up, Ron DeSantis is now responding to Trump's indictment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shared great.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Governor Ron DeSantis, who is the other major candidate, he's going to jump into the Republican race, but everybody understands that it's kind of a two-man race at this point. He's responding to Trump's indictment. He's doing so with alacrity and aggressiveness because, again, last time this happened, he wasn't fast enough off the mark. This time, within an hour of the news coming down, he tweeted out, "The weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It's un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct. Yet now he's stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. So that doesn't mean that Ron DeSantis is going to, like, send people out to Mar-a-Lago and block federal arresting officers from getting into Mar-a-Lago, or that he even has the ability to do that. He's sort of limited in what he can do here. Basically, the standard method for extradition. Now, again, all of this is kind of a moot point because the prediction is that Trump is going to go to New York and just turn himself in. He actually doesn't want to be seen being dragged out of Mar-a-Lago bodily. That's not a particularly good look. It makes him look weak. Instead, he's going to turn himself in New York, say I'm innocent, and proclaim that this is all a witch hunt, which it is. Okay, but let's say that he were to take the radical path of attempting to avoid extradition. Well, the process of extradition, DeSantis has some say, but not total say. Under Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution, states are supposed to extradite people who are guilty of crime or who have been accused of crimes in other states to the states where they are being accused. And that's just pure Article 4, Section 2. But there are certain procedures that DeSantis could theoretically use to slow the process. So, for example, the standard method for interstate extradition in Florida is basically the governor of New York would write to DeSantis, Kathy Hochul would write to DeSantis with a form signed by Alvin Bragg, including a copy of the indictment. And then DeSantis would have to make sure the indictment is valid before ordering Trump's extradition from Florida. Now, making sure it's valid, that can be read in one of two ways. One is he just looks and sees that it's facially valid, like all the blanks are filled in properly. The other is that he actually reinvestigates the case and determines that the indictment isn't just a show trial or whatever. Now, he could theoretically do that, but in the end, that's going to be adjudicated by a judge, not by Ron DeSantis. He doesn't actually have the power to fully stop an extradition. He could theoretically delay the extradition. Theoretically, he could ask his legal affairs officer or a prosecutor to review the extradition demand and write a report on it. If the extradition demand were legal, he would have to sign it within another 60 days. But again, I don't think any of this is going to happen. I think it's a smart political move for DeSantis to say that he's going to do this without actually having to do it. Certainly, if he had not been fast off the mark again, Trump would have attacked him for that, and that would have been a smack against DeSantis that scored. Because again, one of the things that Trump is trying to suggest is that DeSantis is insufficiently fighting the left, which is an absurd contention, but it is Trump's major line of attack against DeSantis in the 2024 race. So what is the effect of all this going to be? Well, again, for Trump in the primaries, it's great. For Trump in the primaries, he's going to zoom in the polls because Republicans are going to rally around the Trump. There will be a rally around the... Now, will that last long enough to get him all the way through the primaries? I mean, it's only March of 2023, so it's doubtful that that's going to last long enough to actually get him all the way through the primaries, but there's no question that at this point, he is certainly the very strong frontrunner in the presidential race. And as I say before, that may have played into the entire math that Democrats are doing here. See, I don't think that Democrats, when it comes to this stuff, are completely stupid. I think they're corrupt. I think what they're doing is wrong. But I think that they're smart enough to realize what they're doing. And as I say before, are they trying to take Trump off the table, or are they very much trying to elevate Trump inside the Republican Party with exactly the same issue that will hurt him with independents in a general election? It seems to me it's probably the latter, could be the former. In any case, they may get for more than they bargained for here, because as it turns out, maybe Americans don't actually like when you trump up charges against a former president of the United States. Now, again, the precedent that's being set here is absolutely insane. And I promise you, there will be retaliation from the other side, because we are no longer in an era where Democrats can break all the rules and then expect Marcus of Queensbury rules to apply for their opponents. Joe Biden will be indicted by someone. Somebody will come up with an indictment, a rationale for indictment, and they will indict him, either while he's president or after he's president. There will now be a significant push by Republicans in positions of power to go after political opponents using the methods of law. If Democrats are going to do this, some mutually assured destruction has to be created. And what Alvin Bragg is doing here is really, really dangerous stuff. Indicting a former president of the United States on charges that are not clear-cut and open and shut is a wild, radical risk. I mean, he's going to have to prove a lot more than he's proved so far. If what we've heard so far is reflective of what the underlying case is going to be here, then he has just opened a Pandora's box that's going to be almost impossible to close. He's exacerbating the massive divide in American life that separates American from American. We all like to believe that there is a rule of law and that people aren't going to just be brought up on charges because they're members of the wrong party. That faith is fading really, really quickly. Honestly, if Joe Biden actually wanted to help achieve the unity that he preaches about so much, he would actually tell Alvin Bragg to cut this out. But very doubtful that Joe Biden is going to get involved at all, obviously. Already coming up, speaking of the country falling apart, what would you say if I told you that Democrats were actually invading state capitol buildings now? But it was totally fine. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Betsy has a scratch.
What?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
09.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we've been told that invading Capitol buildings is actually an act of insurrection, apparently, unless you're a member of the left. Meanwhile, speaking of the country coming apart at the seams, in the aftermath of a trans man shooting up a bunch of Christian school children, the left has basically decided that the right is the problem. So just to get this absolutely straight, the left-wing narrative is that when a purported right-wing insane person commits some act of violence, the entire right must answer for it. And also, when a nutty left-wing transgender person shoots up a bunch of Christian school children, the right must also answer for it. Amazing how the right must always answer for whatever is bad that happens in the world, almost as though the media is just basically a Democratic outlet. Well, this has come out in two forms. Form number one is in the gun control arena, and form number two is in the trans arena. So when it comes to gun control, the left has been promoting the idea that the right is intransigent on gun control, and that's why kids are being shot. This materialized in the halls of Congress the other day when Jamal Bowman, Democrat of New York, got into it. Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Bowman looks like a crazed nut job here.
They're freaking cowards. They're gutless.
Louder you yell, the better your point is, according to Jamal Bowman. So this is the predicate. You have to understand that for the left, the actual arguments don't matter. It's the loudness with which you make them that matters. And you're allowed to be as crazed and loud and insane as you want to be. If a Republican protest in favor of Donald Trump on January 6th runs out of control and some people riot and trespass in the Capitol and get violent with folks, that's an insurrection that almost overthrew democracy. If, however, leftists storm the Tennessee Capitol demanding gun control, that's just people who are a little bit overly enthusiastic. In fact, you can't even say they're overly enthusiastic. They're just concerned about gun violence. That's what we learned yesterday when a bunch of leftists rushed into the Tennessee State Capitol building in Nashville. It's Thursday morning. About 400 people broke into the Capitol building. We have footage of them outside the Capitol building amassing themselves. And you can see them, large crowd. And they are trying to bash through the doors. As you'll see, they actually did get inside. And in the next tape, you'll see them actually jostling with police officers on the inside of the building. There we go. You can see people getting physical with police officers. The police officers are trying to create some sort of physical barricade here so that the various state legislators in Tennessee could be rushed to the bathroom for safekeeping. This, of course, is not insurrectionary or dangerous in any way. This is just people who are peaceful and fun-loving. You know, doing the things that really matter. And then they actually got into the state capitol hall itself. They actually got into, like, the center of the Capitol building, where they proceeded to grab the microphone and yell at people. But this is all okay, guys. It's not a big deal at all. See, this is the rule. The rule is that when leftists trespass on state property illegally, then that is just because they are good, wonderful people. If right-wingers do it, it's an insurrection that threatens the very core of our democracy. That's the way that this works. This goes, by the way, all the way back to 2011. You remember that Wisconsin saw teachers' union activists who broke into, like criminals, they broke into the Wisconsin Capitol building, occupied the Wisconsin Capitol building, took up all of the places around the Capitol, were screaming, shouting, doing damage. Remember all this. This is, by the way, at the same time the Democratic legislators in Wisconsin were fleeing the states to try to deny a quorum. A pretty simple measure to break some union power in the state. This was okay. Right? This is the way that it works. When Democrats do it, it's fine. And that's always the rule. When Democrats do it, it's fine. Meanwhile, you have the entire media that has rallied around the idea that Tennessee Republicans are to blame. When a trans person shoots up a bunch of Christian school kids, Tennessee Republicans are to blame. So you have the Wall Street Journal with a piece titled, "Tennessee Republicans Face Pressure After Nashville School Shooting." Well, it's the Republicans who are facing pressure, naturally. It's not Democrats. It's not people who promote a perverse ideology suggesting that boys can be girls. None of that. No. It's the Republicans, of course. Or perhaps it is the New York Times saying, after mass shootings, Republicans expand access to guns. Right, because of course the problem is the guns. It's not the problem of disturbed people, an increasing number of disturbed people, as we talked about yesterday on the show. It's not, none of that. Now, the real problem is that there are too many guns, and Republicans are complicit in that. Or perhaps Maggie Haberman over at the New York Times reporting DeSantis to visit gun store on book tour days after Nashville shooting. Dems call it beyond the pale. It's now beyond the pale for you to even be in the remote proximity of guns because somebody got shot. That is the way that all of this works, according to the left. So you're allowed to take over government buildings. You're allowed to do whatever you want. You're on the left, after all. And Republicans are the ones who are truly to blame. Meanwhile, in the second kind of line of narrative here is even more perverse than the gun control line of narrative. The gun control narrative is ridiculous in the sense that this person legally obtained the guns. I'm unaware what law would be passed that would have prevented this person from obtaining the guns. I'm perfectly fine with banning people who suffer from gender dysphoria from purchasing weapons. That seems to me a pretty significant symptom of an underlying mental malaise that could theoretically be a problem in terms of owning firearms. But I don't think the left believes the same thing. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first,
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Ben as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The second narrative is that the true victims, the real reason this happened, the real reason a trans man shot up a bunch of Christian school kids is because right-wingers are intolerant bigots. And so the real victim here is not the Christian school kids who got murdered. Those are not the Christian school teachers who got murdered. Those, the administrators. No, none of those people are the real victims. The real victim is the shooter and people like the shooter. That is the narrative the media are drawing today. And it is just, it's vile. I mean, I'm not sure that I've ever seen the media turn this much in favor of sympathetic stories about a shooter this quickly. And you've seen it before. I mean, you saw Rolling Stone featured the Boston bomber at one point on their cover. But it's pretty rare. They don't do it all that often. And so now you have the media rushing out to declare solidarity with the trans community and the administration, by the way. So Karine Jean-Pierre, in what is the clip of the day, Karine Jean-Pierre from the White House press secretary podium, she says, we have to be careful. We have to be real careful. A bunch of school kids got shot in a Christian school. You know who's under attack? The trans community, says Karine Jean-Pierre.
And one of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
I there's some other people who are literally under attack. Actually, they're dead. The people who were shot by a member of the trans community. Those people are dead. It would be amazing if this administration could muster even one smidgen of the sympathy that they have for the supposed trans people who are under vast assault, for the people who actually are dead, including children. That might be nice. Like these are supposed to be the apex sympathy creatures, and yet they can't seem to muster any sympathy at all. I remember Joe Biden out there suggesting that this shouldn't be investigated as a hate crime, because after all, Josh Hawley says it should be investigated as a hate crime, or Joe Biden opening up his presser about this particular shooting by joking about eating ice cream. Weird how the sympathy just dries up immediately when the shooter happens to be somebody who has ideological kinship with a lot of left-wing causes. That's an amazing clip. Karine Jean-Pierre, I mean, literally a trans person shot a bunch of kids at a Christian school for what appear to be ideologically motivated reasons. And the immediate response of the entire media is, well, obviously the real victims are trans people. In fact, Joe Biden put out a statement on Thursday morning, just a couple of days after, again, a trans man shot up a bunch of school kids, saying, it's for the Transgender Day of Visibility. Quote, transgender Americans shape our nation's soul, proudly serving the military, curing deadly diseases, holding elected office, running thriving businesses, Today, too many transgender Americans are still denied rights and freedoms. A wave of discriminatory state laws is targeting trans youth, terrifying families, hurting kids who are not hurting anyone. Well, I can think of some kids who were murdered and weren't hurting anyone. But that doesn't fit your narrative, does it? And again, this ties more broadly into that same exact symptom that we saw with regard to gun control activists taking over buildings. If trans activists take over buildings, that's also okay. So in Kentucky, there was a vote on banning transgender mutilation of children. And the governor had vetoed it, and then the Kentucky legislature passed it over the veto. Well, trans activists took over the Kentucky Capitol, and they trespassed. A bunch of them were arrested. But this was considered not only fine, but good by the media. Here's some of the footage of trans activists at the Kentucky Capitol.
Shame, 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 shame.
And that is a dude wearing trans colors and giant horns. And looking for all the world sort of like QAnon shaman, but as a hero, because after all, the trans activists in Kentucky then performed a die-in. A die-in is where you lie on the ground, you pretend that you're dead. You want to talk about folks who are absolutely shameless. This would be it. After kids are killed by a trans person for what appear to be political reasons, you are going to do a die-in as though you are under the threat of death from a legislature that just says that you're not allowed to mutilate children. Amazing stuff. The media, of course, buy into this. Benjamin Ryan, who, again, is the same NBC News pseudo-journalist, and this is the person who's had a raging desire, shall we say, to go after the Daily Wire because of our conservatism. He tried to blame the Daily Wire again for this Nashville shooting, saying, quote, Nashville is home to the Daily Wire, where Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh have led an ideological war against trans people. Ideological war against trans people? No, ideological war against a perverse radical gender ideology that says boys can be girls and that kids must be taught this. Their colleague, Michael Mullis, called for transgenderism to be eradicated. This is the larger social context in which the Nashville shooting occurred. Oh, well, you know, the threat always was with trans people. The threat, we were told, is that if you don't give them what they want, they will commit suicide. If you don't give them what they want, then they'll kill themselves. You have to just pretend that they're members of the opposite sex. Now, I guess the threat has expanded such that if you don't give them what they want, they will commit homicide. And so, therefore, you have to actually just give them what they want. The Washington Post is doing the same exact routine, by the way. And the Washington Post put out a headline stating, Nashville shooting exploited by right to escalate anti-trans rhetoric. Ah, the pouncing. The pouncing has happened. Quote, the attempts on the right to connect violence to transgender people come, even though transgender people are rarely the perpetrators of mass shootings, which are overwhelmingly carried out by cisgender men, according to criminal justice experts. There is a thing called per capita. I'm going to do a per capita examination. There have been 4 mass shootings carried out by people who are gender non-binary or trans in the last couple of years alone, and there are very few gender non-binary or trans people. Per capita might be something worth exploring. What also might be worth exploring is whether you, in fact, are participating in the radicalizing of individuals by claiming that they are under genocidal threat when people simply say that boys are boys and girls are girls. This sort of media narrative was also put forward by MSNBC. So Charlotte Clymer, who is a man who believes that he is a woman, was speaking on MSNBC. What matters here is not just what Charlotte Clymer is saying. What matters here is the Chiron. Transgender Americans under siege. Not Christian school kids who are dead. Transgender Americans under siege. But Charlotte Clymer has some words about God and such.
Children are only unsafe at drag shows when a shooter shows up to kill them.
That's right.
That's where the threat is. I would challenge anyone just to get to know trans people. We are a vibrant, diverse community, as diverse as anyone else. You know, I'm from the great state of Texas. I served in the military. I go to church.
Transgender shooting suspect sparked outrage on the right. Is that Chiron?
God made me in her image. God made me transgender. And to see these people so cynically weaponize this and exploit these children's deaths and their teachers' deaths, it breaks my heart. I wonder what those families are thinking right now.
My guess is that what some of those families are probably thinking is it's really screwed up that people like Charlotte Clymer are going on national TV and defending an agenda to push lies about gender to small children in order to, what, make some sort of excuse for what happened in Nashville? This is a very dangerous game. But, of course, the media are fully perpetuating this game because they agree with the agenda. Agenda Uber Alles for the media. Everything has to be fit into the narrative. And that narrative is increasingly centered on the idea that children must be, they should be subjected to the idea of radical gender ideology, and anyone who stands in the way of that is perpetuating both suicide and now apparently homicide. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, if you own a small business, you know the value of your time. Innovation Refunds understands what your time means. No matter how busy you are, they've made it easy to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business, too. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let the opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund, it's only available for a limited amount of time. If you paid too much money to the federal government over the course of the last few years, meanwhile they were screwing you with inflation and with COVID shutdowns, well, wouldn't now be an amazing time to get back some of that money? Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Again, go to GetRefunds.com. It's been a rough time for a lot of businesses. If you can claw back money you shouldn't have paid to the federal government in the first place, why wouldn't you just go do it? Go to GetRefunds.com right now. Again, that's GetRefunds.com right now to get started in less than 8 minutes. See if your business qualifies. Alrighty, coming up, the trans community's propaganda continues apace. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So what's happening right now? The White House's defense of the so-called transgender community in the aftermath of trans man shooting school children. It's all part and parcel of a broader propaganda effort. You're allowed to basically imply violence as much as you want, so long as you're a member of the victimized community. Here is a trans activist gushing over a book in which J.K. Rowling dies and saying, well, I wish it had only been more gruesome.
And people like J.K. Rowling need to stop, because my people are dying because of her. She is killing us. Oh, But there's one more good thing about this book. J.K. Rowling dies. Yeah, Gretchen had the nerve to kill off the queen of the TERFs, and it is glorious. I only wish that scene could have been even more brutal.
That seems like an angry and unpleasant man right there. Meanwhile, our nation's biggest corporations have decided to weigh in favor of this wild left-wing propagandistic effort. So Kate Spade, New York, has a brand new spokesperson. Wait for it, wait for it. It's Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah, you excited? Isn't this exciting? A person who has been a woman for 0 days, but claims to have been a woman for 1 year, is now getting mainstream fashion contracts to promote purses and dresses and such. Here is a parody of a woman pretending to be a woman so that actual women will buy products that don't look all that great on a man who pretends to be a woman.
It all started with the first day of spring. I am at Kate Spade, New York to find the perfect spring outfit. Let's go! Kate Spade, New York is a staple in my wardrobe, and I think I absolutely need to have this as my spring bag. The mini bags are in. They're in. Let's go. You know I love pink, and I think the bag will go great with this. Let's try her on.
Let's not.
You can always use another pair of heels, right? Here's the full fit check. I love a puffy sleeve, and I added some jewelry because more is always more. And honestly, I think I'm going to wear this out of the store. So happy spring. I love you. I love you, Kate Spade, New York.
Hey, you remember that line, As Good As It Gets, where Jack Nicholson says that the way that he writes women is he just writes a man without reason or accountability? That's literally how half of the American population now defines the word woman. But again, it's a political cause. And in pursuit of that political cause, all is justified. Invading state capitol buildings. Violence, threats of violence, all of it, all of it. And again, the implicit threat is if you don't go along with this, then bad things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen, guys. Well, speaking of bad things happening, Russia has now arrested a Wall Street Journal reporter on spying charges, according to the Associated Press. Russia's Security Service arrested an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal on espionage charges. That's the first time a U.S. correspondent has been detained on spying accusations since the Cold War. The Wall Street Journal, for its part, denied the allegations and demanded his release. His name is Evan Gershkovich. He was 31 and detained in Russia's fourth largest city. Known by the acronym FSB, the service is a domestic security agency and main successor to the KGB. They are alleging that this reporter, quote, was acting on instructions from the American side to collect information about the activities of one of the enterprises of the Russian military-industrial complex that constitutes a state secret. The Wall Street Journal vehemently denies those allegations. They say they stand in solidarity with Evan and his family. Totally unclear what the Biden administration plans to do about this. They said that they'd spoken with both the Journal and Gershkovich's family. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she condemned the arrest in the strongest terms and urged Americans to heed government warnings not to travel to Russia. So, great. I mean, apparently that's going to be enough, as we'll use a few strongly worded letters to get back our citizens. Jean-Pierre said, we've been very clear about Americans not going to Russia. It is not safe. Well, I mean, how are journalists supposed to cover things precisely? Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said, in the strongest possible terms, we condemn the Kremlin's continued attempts to intimidate, repress, and punish journalists and civil society voices. Now, again, the Russians are saying that Gershkovich was looking at state secrets and that he's currently now being held in custody until May 29th. At this point, this would be the second kind of high-profile American who's being held, presumably over the conflict with the United States by proxy. Over in Ukraine, the first was Brittany Griner, whom we traded for Victor Bout, the arms trafficker in one of the worst WNBA deals in WNBA history. Also the only WNBA deal anyone's ever paid attention to at all. But nonetheless, is there an actual plan to get Gershkovich back? Absolutely unclear at this point. Representative Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, he says, don't worry, Biden is going to be strong. He'll show that he won't be toyed with. Uh-huh.
You said kidnapping an American. I assume you believe that Russia should release him immediately.
Immediately. I mean, the problem is that, they're now going to use him as leverage. And so it's not going to be that simple, unfortunately. But obviously, this is not the game that Putin should be playing. I think Joe Biden has shown that he's not someone who's going to be toyed with when it comes to these sort of things. And so, yes, for his family's sake, he should be released immediately.
I sort of beg to differ. Actually, Joe Biden has shown that he is a person to be toyed with when it comes to taking American citizens hostage so that Russia can get, say, the world's most notorious arms dealer traded for a female basketball player who was once famous for having once dunked the basketball. Yes, I'm sure Russia is very, very intimidated. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Destruction around Arkansas's capital of Little Rock after tornadoes raked the path of misery. Emergency management spokeswoman Latricia Woodruff said there are reports of severe damage in parts of the state's capital region after severe storms rolled through.
We've had what is believed to be two tornadoes that have touched down here in the state of Arkansas, specifically in the Little Rock area and the Jacksonville area. We are seeing that there is a good amount of damage. There are trees down and damage to structures.
The twister tore first through neighborhoods in West Little Rock, then crossed the Arkansas River into North Little Rock and surrounding cities, where widespread damage was reported to homes, businesses, and vehicles. Little Rock's main trauma center has said they were expecting over two dozen patients. Another tornado killed two people in flattened homes in the eastern Arkansas town of Wynn. There were more twisters in Iowa, damaging hail in Illinois. In fact, a twister in Belvidere, about 70 miles northwest of Chicago, and also wind whip graph fires in Oklahoma. Reaction beginning to come in on the indictment of former President Trump by a Manhattan grand jury. Former Attorney General Bill Barr doesn't think District Attorney Alvin Bragg has the evidence to get a conviction.
I think the whole thing is a very weak case, but it's going to hurt our politics, obviously, for the next two or three years.
Mr. Trump will be formally arrested and arraigned Tuesday in the hush money case. The indictment against him remains sealed, and the specific damages are not yet known. LSU going to the Women's National Championship game for the first time after beating top seed Virginia Tech 79-72 in the first game of the Women's Final Four. The Tigers will play Sunday against the winner of the South Carolina-Iowa semifinal. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
The Biden administration's cleared the way for California's plan to phase out a wide range of diesel-powered trucks.
The new emission limits are part of California's efforts to drastically cut planet-warming emissions and improve air quality in heavy traffic areas like ports along the coast. The decision by the Environmental Protection Agency allows California, which has some of the nation's worst air pollution, to require truck manufacturers to sell an increasing number of zero-emissions trucks over the next couple of decades. The rule applies to a wide range of trucks, including box trucks, semi-trailers, and even large passenger pickups. Under the Clean Air Act, California has long-standing authority to address pollution from cars and trucks. I'm Norman Hall.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan said in a statement to today's announcement allows the state to take additional steps in reducing their transportation emissions through the new regulatory actions. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Let's take a look at Friday business with John Scott.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street and closed out a winning March. Despite a long list of worries for investors, the S&P 500 gained 1.4% and rose 3.5% for the month, with tech stocks leading the way. The index also notched its second winning quarter in a row after tumbling through most of last year on worries about high interest rates. Friday's gains came after a report showed inflation slowed in February, though it was still high on a historical basis.
Meanwhile, the Dow gained 415 points, closing at 33,274. NASDAQ added 208, ending the week at 12,221, while the S&P 500 rose 58 points to close the books at 4,109. New York oil gained $1.30, closing at $75.67 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, they finally did it. They did it. They finally indicted Donald Trump. It's the thing that they have been seeking for years on end, basically since 2015 when Donald Trump decided that he was going to run for the presidency. Certainly since he actually won the presidency in 2016, the left has been foaming at the mouth, seeking the day when Donald Trump would be frog marched into a police precinct somewhere and then thrown in jail. And many prosecutors all over the nation have been aiming at this for a long time, but it was only Alvin Bragg, the brave and true, you know, the guy who won't prosecute like any crime in New York, but he definitely will prosecute a supposed misdemeanor that happened back in 2015. That guy, well, he is going for it. The grand Now, that does not mean that all of these institutions are losing money. There were some institutional shifts that happened in the mainstream media over the last 10 years that meant that a lot of the newspapers around the country saw significant losses. That includes places like the LA Times, particularly regional papers, saw significant losses because the only people who were subscribing were people who expected a physical copy of their newspaper on their doorstep the next morning. Well, if it turns out that nobody wants that physical copy of the pulp newspaper on their doorstep the next morning, and they can get all their news for free online, then why exactly would you subscribe to the Los Angeles Times? The Los Angeles Times has been bleeding for years. But the New York Times has found a way to make that up. Newspapers are doing fine. Local, regional papers, those are the ones that are getting hit the hardest. Now, the reason that all of this becomes important is because the media seem to be at wit's end about what to do about the fact that they are sort of bleeding out in terms of both credibility nationally and in terms of money regionally. And that is the twin narrative for today. Because on the one hand, you've got the national newspapers who are complaining that they are now being targeted as political activists. And you've got the regional newspapers complaining that they're being put out of business because there just isn't the money to run them. The journalistic industry is in a severe crisis. It's a crisis that really could only be cured by a systemic shift in how the news is funded, on the one hand, and by a change in orientation on the other, moving away from activism journalism and toward objective journalism if you hope to maintain brand credibility at places like the New York Times. Now, the reason this comes up is because we saw the most bizarre, strange response by the New York Times to a story that I've seen in a very long time. Here's what happened. There's a fellow named Arthur Schwartz. Arthur Schwartz is good friends with Donald Trump Jr. He is close with the Trump administration. And he and some of his minions online, some of his friends online, started to go through all of the old tweets of various journalists at institutions like the New York Times, at institutions like CNN, dig those up, archive them, and use them for the possibility of deploying against these institutions. And the New York Times is really hot and bothered about this. So there's an article by Kenneth Vogel and Jeremy Peters called Trump Allies Target Journalists Over Coverage Deemed Hostile to White House. And the New York Times is very upset about this. Resurfacing old tweets from journalists, that's verboten. You can't do that. So in this article, Ken Vogel and Jeremy Peters write, a loose network of conservative operatives allied with the White House is pursuing what they say will be an aggressive operation to discredit news organizations deemed hostile to President Trump by publicizing damaging information about journalists. Ooh, terrible stuff. Except for the fact, of course, that the New York Times has been doing this for literally years. The New York Times has been going after the past of anyone they deem to be politically incorrect. They've been doing this for decades. I'm old enough to remember when they did this to Joe the Plumber. There's a piece by Larry Rubin put out a statement in response in which he called Bragg a disgrace. Trump's actual statement reads, "This is political persecution and election interference of the highest level in history. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. You remember it just like I do. Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump, but now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent, who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president, has never happened before, ever," says Donald Trump in his statement. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, is a disgrace. Rather than stop the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. Again, this is all Donald Trump's statement. "I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, then we'll defeat Joe Biden. We're going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again." So, listen, it's a shot in the arm to Trump's campaign, just on a political level. We'll get to the politics of this after we get to the legality of all of this and what comes next in terms of procedure, because things are going to get very spicy very quickly now. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, if you have a family like I do, you have dependents, you need life insurance, because God forbid you're walking down the street and suddenly an asteroid starts plummeting directly toward you from orbit. You're thinking to yourself, because you don't have time to get out of the way, man, I should have listened to Shapiro. I should have headed on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company, so you can trust them to find you the best fit. They don't have that incentive to recommend one insurer over another. There are no added fees. Your personal details will remain private. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 per month for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. Again, that's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com, or click the link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. The next question is, what happens next? So apparently, Donald Trump is going to turn himself in. This has some ramifications, not only for Donald Trump's campaign, but also for the other campaigns, Ron DeSantis in particular. We'll get to that in a moment. First, he will be fingerprinted. He'll be photographed. He might even be handcuffed. Now, all of this for Trump's campaign, again, is a shot in the arm, because the feeling that he has been viciously attacked for no reason other than they hate him is obviously going to boost him in the Republican primaries. Just politically speaking, that is absolutely what it's going to do. Trump, for political reasons, is going to want pictures of himself being victimized by Alvin Bragg's ridiculous prosecution here. And barring some sort of extraordinary change in the sealed charges from what we have seen before, it is a ridiculous legal case. Trump will almost certainly be accompanied at every step of the process by armed agents of the U.S. Secret Service. They are required by law to protect him at all times. It's a weird, unprecedented situation. There'll probably be some accommodations made for him. Most defendants who are arrested on felony charges are handcuffed, but it's unclear whether there will be some sort of exception made for Trump, particularly because, again, he's going to turn himself in and negotiate. His lawyers have already said he's not going to resist any sort of extradition or anything like that. The legality of the case itself is incredibly weak. Even Trump's most vicious enemies, people like Eli Mistal over at The Nation, even he says that this case is particularly weak. He suggests the odds the path to real justice, let alone prison time, runs through the Manhattan DA's office still seem very, very long. He points out that Michael Cohen, who's their key witness, initially lied to federal investigators. This makes him a not particularly good witness. The fact that the Southern District of New York has already looked at these charges and decided not to do anything. That the federal government looked at these charges and decided not to do anything. The fact that this is going to be a state of mind crime, really. How do you prove that Donald Trump paid off Stormy Daniels to keep quiet because of the election, as opposed to he paid her to keep quiet because he just wanted her to keep quiet? State of mind crimes are very difficult to prove. Intent crimes, particularly for Trump, are very, very difficult to prove. Again, Eli Mistal says so at The Nation. Very hard to think of somebody who hates Trump more than Eli Mistal. unless it's maybe David French. David French over at the New York Times says exactly the same thing. He says, most likely prosecutors will rely on an allegation of violating federal campaign finance law, specifically the claim that the hush money payments to Daniels were illegal campaign contributions. But this isn't a simple case to make. The prosecution might claim that state campaign finance laws apply to Trump and his payments violated New York law. But remember, we're talking about a presidential election. A federal statute expressly states relevant campaign finance laws supersede any state law. That is a formidable barrier to prosecuting Trump under state campaign finance laws. There's no obvious path around it. The claim that Trump violated federal law isn't necessarily frivolous, but his defense is really simple, which again is that the hush money payments had nothing to do with the election and everything to do instead with his desire to keep the story quiet. So, is this prosecution actually going to succeed? Here's the thing. Because everyone knows that the prosecution is so weak, if it does, people are going to feel it's one of the great miscarriages of justice in modern American history. If Donald Trump ends up being convicted on charges this flimsy just because it's happening in New York where everybody hates his guts, can you imagine the political consequences for the country if that goes forward right now? Now, remember, this is only the first trial that Trump has on the docket. There may be others coming up. There's still something like three other open cases against Trump. There's a special counsel, Jack Smith, on the federal level, who's currently investigating whether he interfered with the peaceful transfer of power on January 6th. He's also investigating Trump's handling of classified documents. Both of those cases are still open. Again, I think both of those probably amount to nothing. But there's a Fulton County DA named Fannie Willis, again, a Democrat, who's attempting to prosecute Trump on the basis that he tried to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. So this may only be the first case against Donald Trump, obviously. So now we get to the political fallout. So again, in the primaries, there is no question this boosts Donald Trump because every Republican in the world is going to swing behind Trump. They're going to say what is true, which is that he's being unfairly targeted. And Trump, the victim, does really well among Republicans because there is the feeling, a correct feeling, that if Trump were not a Republican, he would not be getting this treatment. That if Trump were not standing in the way of a bunch of other people that the left desperately hates, he would not be getting this sort of treatment. So Trump is definitely going to get a boost from this. And here's the thing. I think Democrats know this. There's sort of an internal debate in conservative circles right now over whether Democrats are targeting Trump because they want to take him off the table for 2024 or whether they're targeting Trump because they actually want to elevate him in the primaries for 2024, knowing that if he wins the primaries, he will then lose the general election. This is the going theory in Democratic circles, the same theory they used in 2015, 2016. They could be totally wrong, by the way. They could elevate Trump and then Trump could win, right, which is their worst nightmare. But it is certainly plausible from their perspective that if they indict Trump and Trump is then elevated in the primaries, and let's say he wins the primaries, does that win any independent voters in a general election? Who voted against Donald Trump is now like, well, he was unfairly indicted. I'm going to vote for him this time. Very unlikely that you're going to swing a lot of voters in the sort of undecided category back toward Trump based on a flimsy indictment. Democrats seem to know this. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork this week, Democrats, basically saying that they're hoping desperately for Donald Trump. Here's Joy Behar doing exactly that yesterday.
DeSantis is what they call a dweeb. And Trump is the one who needs to get the nomination because then the Democrats will win. He's a two-time loser already. Hello?
But he also left.
Again, Democrats want Trump. George Conway, right, who's made his money for the past several years ripping on Donald Trump, he's actively encouraging DeSantis not to run this cycle. This is before the indictment came down. Quote, it makes no sense for DeSantis to run this cycle. To beat Trump, DeSantis would have to go hammer and tong in a one-on-one race against him. DeSantis isn't capable of that. And no matter what, Trump would try to destroy the GOP if it ever became clear he wouldn't get the nomination. The smart play for DeSantis is to fleece donors by pretending to run and pocket the cash for 2028 when he'll still be only 49 years old. So George Conway encouraging there to be no rivals to Trump. Or how about the Lincoln Project, which is attacking DeSantis? And the left would love nothing. They make all their money off of Trump. And they get their base out because of Trump. And right now, if you look at the polling data, what the polling data shows is that in a general election campaign, DeSantis is the candidate who scores most favorably with independents. The latest Quinnipiac poll has Trump has DeSantis up 13 points in the favorability ratings, 43% favorable, 30% unfavorable. Got Trump net negative 27, 32% favorable, 59% unfavorable. So there is every reason to think that one reason Democrats may be very happy with this indictment is specifically because it elevates Donald Trump, which brings up the question of how exactly is Ron DeSantis responding to this? Because we saw that Ron DeSantis sort of botched his first iteration of this particular question a couple of weeks ago when Trump suggested that he was going to be indicted. And DeSantis said that while the indictment was unfair, he then talked about paying hush money to porn stars, and it looked as though he was taking kind of shots at Trump while the left was attacking him. Well, now DeSantis has a second bite at the apple, and he learned something for the first go around. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN, that's a dumb thing to do. It's like leaving your laptop exposed to the coffee shop while you head on off to the bathroom. Why would you leave it open? You're going to come back and some weird person is going to be browsing your email. Well, that's pretty much what happens every time you leave your internet exposed, which is why I use a VPN. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web, and you're making yourself vulnerable every time you connect to an unencrypted network. We're talking cafes, hotels, airports. Any hacker on that same network can gain access to all your personal data. ExpressVPN creates that secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers can't steal that sensitive data. ExpressVPN is super easy to use. You fire up the app, you click one button, now you're protected. It's just that easy. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Go check them out right now. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro to get started and get an extra 3 months for free in the process. Already coming up, Ron DeSantis is now responding to Trump's indictment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Who shared great.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Governor Ron DeSantis, who is the other major candidate, he's yet to jump into the Republican race, but everybody understands that it's kind of a two-man race at this point. He's responding to Trump's indictment. He's doing so with alacrity and aggressiveness because, again, last time this happened, he wasn't fast enough off the mark. This time, within an hour of the news coming down, he tweeted out, "The weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It's un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct. Yet now he's stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. So that doesn't mean that Ron DeSantis is going to, like, send people out to Mar-a-Lago and block federal arresting officers from getting into Mar-a-Lago, or that he even has the ability to do that. He's sort of limited in what he can do here. Basically, the standard method for extradition. Now, again, all of this is kind of a moot point because the prediction is that Trump is going to go to New York and just turn himself in. He actually doesn't want to be seen being dragged out of Mar-a-Lago bodily. That's not a particularly good look. It makes him look weak. Instead, he's going to turn himself in New York, say, "I'm innocent," and proclaim that this is all a witch hunt, which it is. Okay, but let's say that he were to take the radical path of attempting to avoid extradition. Well, the process of extradition, DeSantis has some say, but not total say. Under Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution, states are supposed to extradite people who are guilty of crime or who have been accused of crimes in other states to the states where they are being accused. And that's just pure Article 4, Section 2. But there are certain procedures that DeSantis could theoretically use to slow the process. So, for example, the standard method for interstate extradition in Florida is basically the governor of New York would write to DeSantis, Kathy Hochul would write to DeSantis with a form signed by Alvin Bragg, including a copy of the indictment, and then DeSantis would have to make sure the indictment is valid before ordering Trump's extradition from Florida. Now, making sure it's valid, that can be read in one of two ways. One is he just looks and sees that it's facially valid, like all the blanks are filled in properly. The other is that he actually reinvestigates the case and determines that the indictment isn't just a show trial or whatever. Now, he could theoretically do that, but in the end, that's going to be adjudicated by a judge, not by Ron DeSantis. He doesn't actually have the power to fully stop an extradition. He could theoretically delay the extradition. Theoretically, he could ask his legal affairs officer or a prosecutor to review the extradition demand and write a report on it. If the extradition demand were legal, he would have to sign it within another 60 days. But again, I don't think any of this is going to happen. I think it's a smart political move for DeSantis to say that he's going to do this without actually having to do it. Certainly, if he had not been fast off the mark again, Trump would have attacked him for that, and that would have been a smack against DeSantis that scored. Because again, one of the things that Trump is trying to suggest is that DeSantis is insufficiently fighting the left, which is an absurd contention, but it is Trump's major line of attack against DeSantis in the 2024 race. So what is the effect of all this going to be? Well, again, for Trump in the primaries, it's great. For Trump in the primaries, he's going to zoom in the polls because Republicans are going to rally around the Trump. There will be a rally around the... Now, will that last long enough to get him all the way through the primaries? I mean, it's only March of 2023, so it's doubtful that that's going to last long enough to actually get him all the way through the primaries, but there's no question that at this point, he is certainly the very strong frontrunner in the presidential race. And as I say before, that may have played into the entire math that Democrats are doing here. See, I don't think that Democrats, when it comes to this stuff, are completely stupid. I think they're corrupt. I think what they're doing is wrong. But I think that they're smart enough to realize what they are doing. And as I say before, are they trying to take Trump off the table, or are they very much trying to elevate Trump inside the Republican Party with exactly the same issue that will hurt him with independents in a general election? It seems to me it's probably the latter, could be the former. In any case, they may get for more than they bargained for here, because as it turns out, maybe Americans don't actually like when you trump up charges against a former president of the United States. Now, again, the precedent that's being set here is absolutely insane. And I promise you, there will be retaliation from the other side, because we are no longer in an era where Democrats can break all the rules and then expect Marcus of Queensbury rules to apply for their opponents. Joe Biden will be indicted by someone. Somebody will come up with an indictment, a rationale for indictment, and they will indict him, either while he's president or after he's president. There will now be a significant push by Republicans in positions of power to go after political opponents using the methods of law. If Democrats are going to do this, some mutually assured destruction has to be created. And what Alvin Bragg is doing here is really, really dangerous stuff. Indicting a former president of the United States on charges that are not clear-cut and open and shut is a wild, radical risk. I mean, he's going to have to prove a lot more than he's proved so far. If what we've heard so far is reflective of what the underlying case is going to be here, then he has just opened a Pandora's box that's going to be almost impossible to close. He's exacerbating the massive divide in American life that separates American from American. We all like to believe that there is a rule of law and that people aren't going to just be brought up on charges because they're members of the wrong party. That faith is fading really, really quickly. Honestly, if Joe Biden actually wanted to help achieve the unity that he preaches about so much, he would actually tell Alvin Bragg to cut this out. But very doubtful that Joe Biden is going to get involved at all, obviously. Already coming up, speaking of the country falling apart, what would you say if I told you that Democrats were actually invading state capitol buildings now? But it was totally fine. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, but don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we've been told that invading Capitol buildings is actually an act of insurrection, apparently, unless you're a member of the left. Meanwhile, speaking of the country coming apart at the seams, in the aftermath of a trans man shooting up a bunch of Christian school children, the left has basically decided that the right is the problem. So just to get this absolutely straight, the left-wing narrative is that when a purported right-wing insane person commits some act of violence, the entire right must answer for it. And also, when a nutty left-wing transgender person shoots up a bunch of Christian school children, the right must also answer for it. Amazing how the right must always answer for whatever is bad that happens in the world, almost as though the media is just basically a Democratic outlet. Well, this has come out in two forms. Form number one is in the gun control arena, and form number two is in the trans arena. So when it comes to gun control, the left has been promoting the idea that the right is intransigent on gun control, and that's why kids are being shot. This materialized in the halls of Congress the other day when Jamal Bowman, Democrat of New York, got into it. Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Bowman looks like a crazed nut job here.
They're freaking cowards. They're gutless.
Louder you yell, the better your point is, according to Jamal Bowman. So this is the predicate. You have to understand that for the left, the actual arguments don't matter. It's the loudness with which you make them that matters. And you're allowed to be as crazed and loud and insane as you want to be. If a Republican protest in favor of Donald Trump on January 6th runs out of control and some people riot and trespass in the Capitol and get violent with folks, that's an insurrection that almost overthrew democracy. If, however, leftists storm the Tennessee Capitol demanding gun control, that's just people who are a little bit overly enthusiastic. In fact, you can't even say they're overly enthusiastic. They're just concerned about gun violence. That's what we learned yesterday when a bunch of leftists rushed into the Tennessee State Capitol building in Nashville. It's Thursday morning. About 400 people broke into the Capitol building. We have footage of them outside the Capitol building amassing themselves. And you can see them, large crowd. And they are trying to bash through the doors. As you'll see, they actually did get inside. And in the next tape, you'll see them actually jostling with police officers on the inside of the building. There we go. You can see people getting physical with police officers. The police officers try and create some sort of physical barricade here so that the various state legislators in Tennessee could be rushed to the bathroom for safekeeping. This, of course, is not insurrectionary or dangerous in any way. This is just people who are peaceful and fun-loving. You know, doing the things that really matter. And then they actually got into the state capitol hall itself. They actually got into, like, the center of the Capitol building, where they proceeded to grab the microphone and yell at people. But this is all okay, guys. It's not a big deal at all. See, this is the rule. The rule is that when leftists trespass on state property illegally, then that is just because they are good, wonderful people. If right-wingers do it, it's an insurrection that threatens the very core of our democracy. That's the way that this works. This goes, by the way, all the way back to 2011. You remember that Wisconsin saw teachers' union activists who broke into, like criminals, they broke into the Wisconsin Capitol building, occupied the Wisconsin Capitol building, took up all of the places around the Capitol, were screaming, shouting, doing damage. Remember all this. This is, by the way, at the same time the Democratic legislators in Wisconsin were fleeing the state to try to deny a quorum. It's a pretty simple measure to break some union power in the state. This was okay. Right? This is the way that it works. When Democrats do it, it's fine. And that's always the rule. When Democrats do it, it's fine. Meanwhile, you have the entire media that has rallied around the idea that Tennessee Republicans are to blame. When a trans person shoots up a bunch of Christian school kids, Tennessee Republicans are to blame. So you have the Wall Street Journal with a piece titled, "Tennessee Republicans Face Pressure After Nashville School Shooting." Oh, it's the Republicans who are facing pressure, naturally. It's not Democrats. It's not people who promote a perverse ideology suggesting that boys can be girls. None of that. No. It's the Republicans, of course. Or perhaps It is the New York Times saying, after mass shootings, Republicans expand access to guns. Right, because, of course, the problem is the guns. It's not the problem of disturbed people, an increasing number of disturbed people, as we talked about yesterday on the show. It's none of that. Now, the real problem is that there are too many guns, and Republicans are complicit in that. Or perhaps Maggie Haberman over at the New York Times reporting DeSantis to visit gun store on book tour days after Nashville shooting. Dems call it beyond the pale. It's now beyond the pale for you to even be in the remote proximity of guns because somebody got shot. That is the way that all of this works, according to the left. So you're allowed to take over government buildings. You're allowed to do whatever you want. You're on the left, after all. And Republicans are the ones who are truly to blame. Meanwhile, in the second kind of line of narrative here is even more perverse than the gun control line of narrative. The gun control narrative is ridiculous in the sense that this person legally obtained the guns. I'm unaware what law would be passed that would have prevented this person from obtaining the guns. I'm perfectly fine with banning people who suffer from gender dysphoria from purchasing weapons. That seems to me a pretty significant symptom of an underlying mental malaise that could theoretically be a problem in terms of owning firearms. But I don't think the left believes the same thing. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first,
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Ben as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify, NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The second narrative is that the true victims, the real reason this happened, the real reason a trans man shot up a bunch of Christian school kids is because right-wingers are intolerant bigots. And so the real victim here is not the Christian school kids who got murdered. Those are not the Christian school teachers who got murdered. Those, the administrators. No, none of those people are the real victims. The real victim is the shooter and people like the shooter. That is the narrative the media are drawing today. And it is just, it's vile. I mean, I'm not sure that I've ever seen the media turn this much in favor of sympathetic stories about a shooter this quickly. And you've seen it before. I mean, you saw Rolling Stone featured the Boston bomber at one point on their cover, but it's pretty rare. They don't do it all that often. And so now you have the media rushing out to declare solidarity with the trans community and the administration, by the way. So Karine Jean-Pierre, in what is the clip of the day, Karine Jean-Pierre from the White House press secretary podium, she says, we have to be careful. We have to be real careful. A bunch of school kids got shot in a Christian school. You know who's under attack? The trans community, says Karine Jean-Pierre.
And one of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
There's some other people who are literally under attack. Actually, they're dead. The people who were shot by a member of the trans community. Those people are dead. It would be amazing if this administration could muster even one smidgen of the sympathy that they have for the supposed trans people who are under vast assault, for the people who actually are dead, including children. That might be nice. Like these are supposed to be the apex sympathy creatures, and yet they can't seem to muster any sympathy at all. I remember Joe Biden out there suggesting that this shouldn't be investigated as a hate crime, because after all, Josh Hawley says it should be investigated as a hate crime, or Joe Biden opening up his presser about this particular shooting by joking about eating ice cream. Weird how the sympathy just dries up immediately when the shooter happens to be somebody who has ideological kinship with a lot of left-wing causes. That's an amazing clip. Karine Jean-Pierre, I mean, literally a trans person shot a bunch of kids at a Christian school for what appear to be ideologically motivated reasons. And the immediate response of the entire media is, well, obviously the real victims are trans people. In fact, Joe Biden put out a statement on Thursday morning, just a couple of days after, again, a trans man shot up a bunch of school kids, saying, it's for the Transgender Day of Visibility. Quote, transgender Americans shape our nation's soul. Proudly serving the military, curing deadly diseases, holding elected office, running thriving businesses, Today, too many transgender Americans are still denied rights and freedoms. A wave of discriminatory state laws is targeting trans youth, terrifying families, hurting kids, who are not hurting anyone. I can think of some kids who were murdered and weren't hurting anyone. But that doesn't fit your narrative, does it? And again, this ties more broadly into that same exact symptom that we saw with regard to gun control activists taking over buildings. If trans activists take over buildings, that's also okay. So in Kentucky, there was a vote on banning transgender mutilation of children. And the governor had vetoed it, and then the Kentucky legislature passed it over the veto. Well, trans activists took over the Kentucky Capitol, and they trespassed. A bunch of them were arrested. But this was considered not only fine, but good by the media. Here's some of the footage of trans activists at the Kentucky Capitol. That is a dude wearing trans colors and giant horns and looking for all the world sort of like QAnon shaman, but as a hero, because after all, the trans activists in Kentucky then performed a die-in. A die-in is where you lie on the ground, you pretend that you're dead. You want to talk about folks who are absolutely shameless. This would be it. After kids are killed by a trans person for what appear to be political reasons, you are going to do a die-in as though you are under the threat of death from a legislature that just says you're not allowed to mutilate children? Amazing stuff. The media, of course, buy into this. Benjamin Ryan, who, again, is the same NBC News pseudo-journalist, and this is the person who's had a raging desire, shall we say, to go after the Daily Wire because of our conservatism. He tried to blame the Daily Wire again for this Nashville shooting, saying, quote, Nashville is home to the Daily Wire, where Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh have led an ideological war against trans people. Ideological war against trans people? No, ideological war against a perverse radical gender ideology that says boys can be girls and that kids must be taught this. Their colleague Michael Mullis called for transgenderism to be eradicated. This is the larger social context in which the Nashville shooting occurred. Oh, well, you know, the threat always was with trans people. The threat, we were told, is that if you don't give them what they want, they will commit suicide. If you don't give them what they want, then they'll kill themselves. You have to just pretend that they're members of the opposite sex. Now, I guess the threat has expanded such that if you don't give them what they want, they will commit homicide. And so therefore, you have to actually just give them what they want. The Washington Post is doing the same exact routine, by the way. And the Washington Post put out a headline stating Nashville shooting exploited by right to escalate anti-trans rhetoric. Ah, the pouncing has happened. Quote, the attempts on the right to connect violence to transgender people come, even though transgender people are rarely the perpetrators of mass shootings, which are overwhelmingly carried out by cisgender men, according to criminal justice experts. There is a thing called per capita. I'm going to do a per capita examination. There have been 4 mass shootings carried out by people who are gender non-binary or trans in the last couple of years alone, and there are very few gender non-binary or trans people. Per capita might be something worth exploring. What also might be worth exploring is whether you, in fact, are participating in the radicalizing of individuals by claiming that they are under genocidal threat when people simply say that boys are boys and girls are girls. This sort of media narrative was also put forward by MSNBC. So Charlotte Clymer, who is a man who believes that he is a woman, was speaking on MSNBC. What matters here is not just what Charlotte Clymer is saying. What matters here is the Chiron, transgender Americans under siege, not Christian school kids who are dead. Transgender Americans under siege. But Charlotte Clymer has some words about God and such.
Children are only unsafe at drag shows when a shooter shows up to kill them.
That's right.
That's where the threat is. I would challenge anyone just to get to know trans people. We are a vibrant, diverse community, as diverse as anyone else. You know, I'm from the great state of Texas. I served in the military. I go to church.
Transgender shooting suspect sparked outrage on the right. Is that Chiron?
God made me in her image. God made me transgender. And to see these people so cynically weaponize this and exploit these children's deaths and their teachers' deaths, it breaks my heart. I wonder what those families are thinking right now.
My guess is that what some of those families are probably thinking is it's really screwed up that people like Charlotte Clymer are going on national TV and defending an agenda to push lies about gender to small children in order to, what, make some sort of excuse for what happened in Nashville? This is a very dangerous game, but of course the media are fully perpetuating this game because they agree with the agenda. Agenda Uber Alles for the media. Everything has to be fit into the narrative. And that narrative is increasingly centered on the idea that children should be subjected to the idea of radical gender ideology. And anyone who stands in the way of that is perpetuating both suicide and now apparently homicide. We got some more on this in just 1 second. First, if you own a small business, you know the value of your time. Innovation Refunds understands what your time means. No matter how busy you are, they've made it easy to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. They might be able to help your business, too. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let the opportunity pass you by, because the payroll tax refund, it's only available for a limited amount of time. If you paid too much money to the federal government over the course of the last few years, meanwhile they were screwing you with inflation and with COVID shutdowns, well, wouldn't now be an amazing time to get back some of that money? Go to GetRefunds.com to get started. In less than 8 minutes, you can see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Again, go to GetRefunds.com. It's been a rough time for a lot of businesses. If you can claw back money you shouldn't have paid to the federal government in the first place, why wouldn't you just go do it? Go to GetRefunds.com right now. Again, that's GetRefunds.com right now to get started in less than 8 minutes. See if your business qualifies. Alrighty, coming up, the trans community's propaganda continues apace. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So what's happening right now? The White House's defense of the so-called transgender community in the aftermath of trans men shooting school children. It's all part and parcel of a broader propaganda effort. You're allowed to basically imply violence as much as you want, so long as you're a member of the victimized community. Here is a trans activist gushing over a book in which J.K. Rowling dies and saying, well, I wish it had only been more gruesome.
And people like J.K. Rowling need to stop, because my people are dying because of her. She is killing us. Oh, But there's one more good thing about this book. J.K. Rowling dies. Yeah, Gretchen had the nerve to kill off the queen of the turfs, and it is glorious. I only wish that scene could have been even more brutal.
That seems like an angry and unpleasant man right there. Meanwhile, our nation's biggest corporations have decided to weigh in favor of this wild left-wing propagandistic effort. So Kate Spade, New York, has a brand new spokesperson. Wait for it. It's Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah, you excited? Isn't this exciting? A person who has been a woman for 0 days, but claims to have been a woman for 1 year, is now getting mainstream fashion contracts to promote purses and dresses and such. Here is a parody of a woman pretending to be a woman so that actual women will buy products that don't look all that great on a man who pretends to be a woman.
It all started with the first day of spring. I am at Kate Spade, New York to find the perfect spring outfit. Let's go! Kate Spade, New York is a staple in my wardrobe, and I think I absolutely need to have this as my spring bag. The mini bags are in. They're in. Let's go. You know I love pink, and I think the bag will go great with this. Let's try her on.
Let's not.
You can always use another pair of heels, right? Here's the full fit check. I love a puffy sleeve, and I added some jewelry because more is always more. And honestly, I think I'm going to wear this out of the store. So happy spring. I love you. I love you, Kate Spade, New York.
Hey, you remember that line, As Good As It Gets, where Jack Nicholson says that the way that he writes women is he just writes a man without reason or accountability? That's literally how half of the American population now defines the word woman. But again, it's a political cause. And in pursuit of that political cause, all is justified. Invading state capitol buildings. Violence, threats of violence, all of it. And again, the implicit threat is if you don't go along with this, then bad things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen, guys. Well, speaking of bad things happening, Russia has now arrested a Wall Street Journal reporter on spying charges. According to the Associated Press, Russia's security service arrested an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal on espionage charges. That's the first time a U.S. correspondent has been detained on spying accusations since the Cold War. The Wall Street Journal, for its part, denied the allegations and demanded his release. His name is Evan Gershkovich. He was 31 and detained in Russia's fourth largest city. Known by the acronym FSB, the service is a domestic security agency and main successor to the KGB. They are alleging that this reporter, quote, was acting on instructions from the American side to collect information about the activities of one of the enterprises of the Russian military-industrial complex that constitutes a state secret. The Wall Street Journal vehemently denies those allegations. They say they stand in solidarity with Evan and his family. Totally unclear what the Biden administration plans to do about this. They said that they'd spoken with both the Journal and Gershkovich's family. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she condemned the arrest in the strongest terms and urged Americans to heed government warnings not to travel to Russia. So, great. I mean, apparently that's going to be enough, as we'll use a few strongly worded letters to get back our citizens. Jean-Pierre said, we've been very clear about Americans not going to Russia. It is not safe. Well, I mean, how are journalists supposed to cover things precisely? Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said, in the strongest possible terms, we condemn the Kremlin's continued attempts to intimidate, repress, and punish journalists and civil society voices. Now, again, the Russians are saying that Gershkovich was looking at state secrets and that he's currently now being held in custody until May 29th. At this point, this would be the second kind of high-profile American who's being held, presumably over the conflict with the United States by proxy, over in Ukraine. The first was Brittany Griner, whom we traded for Victor Bout, the arms trafficker in one of the worst WNBA deals in WNBA history. Also the only WNBA deal anyone's ever paid attention to at all. But nonetheless, is there an actual plan to get Gershkovich back? Absolutely unclear at this point. Representative Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, he says, don't worry, Biden is going to be strong. He'll show that he won't be toyed with. Uh-huh.
You said kidnapping an American. I assume you believe that Russia should release him immediately.
Immediately. I mean, the problem is that, they're now going to use him as leverage. And so it's not going to be that simple, unfortunately. But obviously, this is not the game that Putin should be playing. I think Joe Biden has shown that he's not someone who's going to be toyed with when it comes to these sort of things. And so, yes, for his family's sake, he should be released immediately.
I sort of beg to differ. Actually, Joe Biden has shown that he is a person to be toyed with when it comes to taking American citizens hostage so that Russia can get, say, the world's most notorious arms dealer traded for a female basketball player who was once famous for having once dunked the basketball. Yes, I'm sure Russia is very, very intimidated. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A monster storm system tore through the South and Midwest on Friday, spawning deadly tornadoes that shredded homes and shopping centers, overturned vehicles, uprooted trees, utility poles, and forced people to race for shelter. At least one person was killed, 24 more hurt, some critically in the Little Rock area. Arkansas Emergency Management spokesperson Latricia Woodruff urged residents to be careful now that the storm's passed and they're trying to clean up the damage.
Folks are getting out of their homes and going out to see what that damage is. We ask them to be very careful because there's a lot of debris in some areas and it could be dangerous. If there are power lines down, don't approach them. Make sure that you contact your electric company about that. So just be very careful.
Meanwhile, the theater roof collapsed in Belvidere, Illinois. That's about 70 miles northwest of Chicago during the tornado. Some injuries reported there. Military says the service members who died at a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter crash ranged in age from 23 to 36 and were from seven states. Republicans have been quick to condemn the indictment of former President Trump.
The indictment makes Trump the first former U.S. president to be charged with a crime. But GOP leaders on Capitol Hill say it also amounts to an unprecedented abuse of power, one they're calling the weaponization of the Justice Department. Republican Senator Josh Hawley tweets, the indictment is not about the law, but rather, quote, it's about power, raw power. It's the Democrat Party telling the nation they will stop at nothing to control the outcome of the next presidential election. The former president says he's guilty of no wrongdoing. He is expected to be arrested next week. Bob Agnew reporting.
And to check out the latest news and read the best analysis, all you do is log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Beef Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
The city of Minneapolis has entered into an agreement with the state of Minnesota to revamp police policies in the wake of the death of George Floyd. Jackie Quinn has more in this story.
It's a settlement agreement approved by the city council after the Minnesota Department of Human Rights demanded change and wrote a blistering report about the Minneapolis Police Department, finding it had engaged in a pattern of racial discrimination. Mayor Jacob Frey in 2021, when George Floyd's family won a settlement over his death at the knee of a white police officer.
We need to be unapologetic in our pursuit of a more equitable local government and a more just approach to community safety in our city.
The agreement includes rules on body-worn cameras, dealing with mental illness, and an independent inspector to monitor compliance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Meanwhile, the bipartisan group of senators presents legislation that will hold bank executives accountable financially in the event of bank failures. Democrat Senators Elizabeth Warren and Catherine Cortez Masto teamed up with Republican Senators Josh Hawley and Mike Braun to introduce the bill on Wednesday that would allow the FDIC to recoup up to 5 years' worth of compensation from executives at any bank that requires a federal takeover. Meanwhile, in the women's college basketball, the Final Four going on in Dallas, and LSU reached the first national title game in that program's the first title game, that's it, in women's basketball. They beat top seed Virginia Tech 79-72 in the Final Four. Now they're awaiting the outcome of the second game. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, Democrats wage an actual war on democracy by finally indicting their chief political rival, Donald Trump. This outrageous witch hunt is yet more evidence that the justice system is a sham in this country. Meanwhile, DeSantis has pledged not to cooperate with any extradition request. Should Trump then throw down the gauntlet and refuse to surrender? I would say yes, absolutely. Plus, a scientist warns that AI might become super intelligent and wipe out all life on Earth. Do we need to add that to our list of worries? We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Last year, a 37-year-old man named Marcus Wright walked up to a woman who was standing on the sidewalk talking on her phone and for no discernible reason brutally assaulted her. It was a random and senseless attack, but not unexpected. After all, Marcus Wright was a career criminal with 36 arrests on his rap sheet. He had long ago made it clear that he has absolutely no interest in behaving like a civilized human being. He's going to continue committing crimes and victimizing the innocent until the justice system decides to stop him, and they still haven't. But in New York, that system is run by District Attorney Alvin Bragg, another Soros goblin who doesn't believe in punishing criminals and doesn't believe in protecting the innocent and doesn't care about the innocent. Wright had been charged with grand larceny a few months prior, but they reduced the crime to a misdemeanor, let him back out on the street. A few months before that, he was given a similar sweetheart deal on a robbery charge. And even after committing the assault on the pedestrian, he was still released without bail. A couple months after this latest incident with Wright, a 16-year-old thug attacked a cop in a Harlem subway station, punching him 20 times. And this assault occurred 3 days after the same suspect was arrested for assaulting and robbing somebody else. Once again, he was released without bail, and Bragg's office recommended that he be released without bail again for the assault on the officer. Fast forward another few weeks. In September, a sex predator named Justin Washington allegedly sexually assaulted 5 people in the span of a single day near his homeless shelter. And this crime spree happened after he had already been arrested for raping a teenage relative. He agreed in that case to plead down in the rape case, and he received, in exchange, a 30-day jail sentence and some probation. Now, these are just 3 examples pulled at random. Actually, they're the first 3 examples that popped up when I Googled it. Okay, so these just 3 examples, many, many more, which together explain why, during Bragg's first year in office as DA, as Newsweek reports, quote, Manhattan's 7 major felony offenses, murder, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, grand larceny, and grand larceny auto, rose by 26% to the highest since 2006. That was just in his first year in office. This is a man, Alvin Bragg, who does not place, to put it mildly, does not place a high value on the safety and security of his own community. A man who does not think that justice ought to involve actually punishing dangerous criminals. A man who has never met a crime that he takes seriously, unless, of course, the alleged culprit is Donald Trump. The Daily Wire reported last night the news that I'm sure you've heard by now, quote, a Manhattan grand jury has indicted former President Donald Trump in connection with so-called hush money payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016, according to a report. The felony indictment was filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, according to the New York Times, and will likely be announced within days. At that point, Trump will be compelled to surrender and face arraignment. According to a report, a lawyer for Trump confirmed an indictment to the Associated Press. The former president is now the first former president in U.S. history to ever face criminal charges. The lead prosecutors in the case met with the grand jury on Thursday and read them the criminal statutes before they voted, the report said. few hours later, the prosecutors walked into the county's clerk, the court clerk's office, and began filing the indictment. The news comes as the Wall Street Journal reported that District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office has also started examining an alleged $150,000 payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal. The report said that prosecutors could use the alleged hush money payment to McDougal to bring additional potential charges against Trump. Prosecutors could also use McDougal's evidence to try to establish an alleged pattern of conduct by the former president, since alleged participants have claimed that Trump played a key role in the deals, according to the report. Okay, so we now know that the indictment has over 30 charges, and apparently Bragg is not done. And you can see why he has all this pent-up energy to actually prosecute a crime. I mean, he's so excited he's actually indicting someone for a change. He hasn't prosecuted muggers, robbers, carjackers, murderers, rapists, the people actually terrorizing his city and causing immeasurable harm to the people who live there. Hasn't done any of that because he's been saving all of his energy to bring Donald Trump to justice for supposedly giving some money to some floozy. There's no telling what other charges are on the indictment. It's still sealed right now, so we don't know. Perhaps Bragg has also uncovered evidence of unpaid parking tickets. Maybe an overdue Blockbuster rental from 1992. Maybe we need a separate grand jury for those investigations. Who knows? It's a joke, but it's not a funny one, because there's nothing funny about a dying republic, and this is what happens in a dying republic. We are witnessing before our eyes the late stages of a civilization. And that's the part where one political party arrests and attempts to imprison its chief political rivals. You know, for all the hand-wringing about attacks on our democracy, this is actually an attack on our democracy. It's hard to imagine a more serious attack than this. Trying to win an election by throwing your opponent in prison. Like, if you want to attack democracy, that's how you do it. It's not simply an attack on democracy. It's actually the death of democracy. And it's happening at the hands of people who, of course, claim to be democracy's greatest champions. Of course, you know, there might be more to this. Democrats are soulless and corrupt, but they aren't generally idiots. So they're certainly aware of the same fact that we all recognize, which is that nothing could possibly help Donald Trump's primary campaign more than this. And his coming mugshot photo, because they're going to do the whole deal. They're going to arrest him, fingerprints, mugshot, everything. And when that photo is taken and released, just on its own, becomes one of the most powerful and compelling images in the history of American politics. Powerful and compelling in Trump's favor, as it should be. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Noble Gold Investments has made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now. Use Matt as promo code. If you want to get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
So it's far too early to say that this move by Bragg has sealed the nomination for Trump. You know, I'm not going to say that it's won him the nomination, because it's so early. And we also know that people forget things. I mean, you could have a story. We've seen this many times, a story that's the biggest thing in the world for 36 hours. And then everyone forgets about it. 6 months later, it's like it never happened. So that also factors into this. But this definitely has considerably expanded the gap between Trump and second place in the race for the GOP nomination. And the Democrats know this. Okay, we all know this, and we're saying it. It's not like they don't know it. They're aware of that political reality. Is that part of the game then? Are they operating on the theory that the indictment will help Trump in the primary, and they want to help him because they want to run against him, but it will hurt him in the general, thereby ensuring Biden's reelection? You know, is that the theory? Whether that theory is true or not, is that what they're doing? So is this simply an act of mindless political vengeance without concern for the political impact it might have? Or is it something more strategic? And this really comes down to the question of whether or not you believe that Democrats are dumber than they are corrupt. And if you believe that, you'll probably assume the former. This is mindless political vengeance with no other strategy in place. Now, if you believe that they're more corrupt than they are dumb, you'll assume the latter, that this is also a political play. And I tend to assume the latter. They're more corrupt than they are dumb. But whatever the motivation, what we absolutely know for sure is that none of this would be happening if the alleged culprit behind these alleged quote-unquote crimes was named Donald Smith rather than Donald Trump. Because as we've established, Bragg can't be bothered to throw the book at actual child rapists and armed robbers. He certainly wouldn't waste his time on this ticky-tack nonsense if not for the fact that Trump is the target. That's what we know. That's all we need to know. And that's what makes this a historic outrage. And yet more evidence that the justice system does not exist in this country. It's not a two-tier justice system. It's not a justice system that operates on a double standard. There is no justice system. There's no system in place to enact, protect, and preserve justice. That no longer exists. In fact, it's quite appropriate that Trump's arrest would come now at the conclusion of a 24-hour period where leftist militants were storming state capitals. They stormed two state capitol buildings in 24 hours. First, there were the trans activists invading the Kentucky Capitol to defend their right to castrate and sterilize young children. And then yesterday afternoon, an angry mob of leftists in Tennessee stormed our state capitol here in Nashville, calling for gun control. It was a rare occasion where insurrectionists were demanding fewer rights rather than more. They were storming the Capitol to say, take our rights away. We don't want them. Please take them. Here's some of the footage of that scene. Check it out. Well, there's just no way around it. That is an insurrection according to the standards that have been set. Everyone involved should be hunted down, arrested, and thrown in prison for years. Yet, as expected, the media has not condemned the actions of these insurrectionists. They have not solemnly declared that, what was yesterday, March 30th? March 30th will now live in the national memory as a date more tragic than 9/11. They haven't said any of that. Instead, they've reported on the insurrection like this. Watch.
Protesters flooded the state capitol building today. Take a look. You can see young kids among those holding signs demanding protection and calling for the end of gun violence after the horrific shooting at the Covenant School on Monday, which left three children and three staff members dead. And that's where NBC's Lindsay Reiser joins us from the state capitol in Nashville. Lindsay, I know you have been talking to people there at memorials, at the vigil yesterday, now at this protest. What are they telling you?
Yeah, Chris, hundreds of people showed up today. I mean, probably about 1,500, maybe even upwards of that, showing out. A lot of young people, a lot of young students skipping school, a lot of parents bringing their young kids here as well. And I talked to the organizer of today's event. She's a single mom herself. Her son's about to turn 5. And she said she felt mobilized to act when she saw this on Monday. She put the flyer out immediately. You could tell she was heartened to see the result today with people singing songs, confronting lawmakers on their way into the General Assembly today, calling for some kind of gun reform.
In other words, it was a mostly peaceful insurrection. But, you know, the media is allowed to be absurdly biased, and it's allowed to be run by partisan hacks. It shouldn't be, but it's allowed to be. The justice system, on the other hand, is supposed to enforce the law equally and fairly without respect to politics and ideology. And yet we all know that the Tennessee insurrection will not be prosecuted like January 6th. In fact, it almost certainly won't be prosecuted at all, just as no other politician and certainly no other former president or presidential candidate will be held to the same legal standard that Trump is being held to. And that's because, again, there is no justice system. There is a system, yes. There is the system, but justice is not its aim. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Next up, swimmer Riley Gaines goes head-to-head with an anthropology professor over identifying someone's biological sex by just looking at their bones. He says it's not even possible to do that. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. From Daily Wire, an anthropology researcher at the University of Pittsburgh was incredulous after champion female collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines pinned him on a basic question about the biological difference between men and women, which prompted raucous laughter from students Gaines, a recent University of Kentucky graduate who tied for fifth place with transgender-identified swimmer Leah Thomas at the NCAA championship last year, recently delivered a talk at the University of Pittsburgh about men and women's sports to a room packed with students. Gabby Yearwood, a senior lecturer at the school's anthropology department, rejected the notion that researchers can use skeletal evidence to determine a deceased person's sex. So this is, you know, this is always going to be one of the many kind of mic drop rejoinders that you can have if you're on the pro sanity side in the gender discussion, is by asking, look, however somebody identifies, they die, they're dug up, their bones are dug up by archaeologists or anthropologists, 100 years from now, what are those scientists going to say about that person's sex? And that's definitive, because they will be able to determine based on that the sex. The gender identity won't mean anything anymore. But this person tried to claim the opposite. Let's watch this moment.
I actually have a question for you. You being an anthropologist, which anthropology is the study of human civilization? Human? So if you were to dig up a human, two humans, in 100 years from now, both man and woman, could you tell the difference? Strictly off of bones.
Yeah, because it's a library. Sometimes you want to be laughed at if I'm the expert in the room. Has any of you been to archaeological sites? Has any of you studied biological anthropology? I'm just saying, I've got over 150 years of data. I'm just curious as to why I'm being laughed at.
I believe it or not, I have put a lot of research into this because I'm not comparing myself to you. I'm just telling you that I have considered all viewpoints.
Okay, he never explains how that could possibly be the case. You can't tell the sex at all. But and his reasoning, his defense of that is, well, I have a PhD, so I'm the expert. So this is what I say goes. This is the kind of the Tony Fauci approach. You know, we've heard from Fauci that I am the science. He says I'm the science. If you disagree with me, you disagree with science. I represent science. And this is how they all feel about themselves. They get the credentials. They go and they, get the expensive piece of paper. And now they represent science. So science is not what it actually is, which is a process of understanding the physical world. That's all that science is. It's the process by which we come to understand, phenomena in the physical world. That's science. That's what it actually is, but to these people who call themselves scientists, science is whatever they say. It's their own viewpoint, and they are sort of avatars for science itself. But this is just total nonsense. I mean, he's denying like the entire history of anthropology and archaeology. And you can go, if you want to check the facts here, you can go on Google and just look up thousands of stories of scientists digging up some ancient bones from centuries ago and all the things they're able to tell about that person. Because as it turns out, you know, your sex is a reality that is, it's not just, as we have been trying to establish, it's not just about hormones. It's not about one individual thing. If you are a woman, then your entire body is, you know, attests to that fact. And as long as some part of your body remains, then they'll be able to determine your sex. Coming up next, supposed AI experts are calling to stop developing AI due to a rising fear that they might result in the death of all life on Earth. Is this something we should actually be worried about? I don't think so, and we'll discuss it after a quick break.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Thanks for listening to the Matt Walsh Show. This is from the Daily Wire. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis quickly responded to news on Thursday that former President Donald Trump had been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury by calling into question the legitimacy of the case and saying that the state will not assist in an extradition request. DeSantis said in a statement, the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It's un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct, yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda. This is a very good statement. You know, his when news first broke a couple weeks ago that Trump might be arrested and DeSantis put a statement out, or he addressed it, it wasn't even a statement, he addressed it at his press conference. And I was, if you watched, you know, I was critical of the way he initially addressed it. I thought he needed to come out stronger. And he also should say that he's not going to participate in any extradition. And now that the arrest has actually happened, he has put this statement out. I think it's an excellent statement. Now, you know, there are the kind of the Trump lackeys on Twitter that are still complaining even about this. Okay, this is a harsh condemnation and even saying he's going to go to bat to protect Trump here. And is still, you know, there'd be mostly the paid Trump supporters on Twitter saying, well, it's not good enough because he didn't say his name. Say his name. But we know that literally no matter what DeSantis does, they're going to complain. I mean, he is, after all, inarguably DeSantis is the most effective Republican governor in the country and one of the most effective in our lifetimes. That's not an arguable statement. And no one even does. And yet they still find a reason to hate him. So it's no surprise here. But the fact that he's saying they're not going to participate in any kind of extradition request, they're not going to go along with it, is huge. Now, on the other hand, it kind of puts the ball back in Trump's court, because what we're being told so far is that Trump plans to surrender. But he shouldn't. Like, if we're going to have this fight, let's have it. Okay, we keep hearing how this, the crossing of the Rubicon, this is a threshold has been crossed, and I agree with that. And so that means let's have the fight. I don't know where it goes. I don't know where it goes from there. If you have the governor saying, I'm not going to participate in extradition, you have Trump saying, I'm not going to surrender. Where does that go? What happens next? Who knows exactly? Well, where it goes is someone has to back down or not. And to me, that's clearly the right move here. Okay. That's how you fight back against this. That's how you fight back. You refuse to surrender. You know, if this is an unjust political persecution, which it is, then you can't cooperate with it. Now, if you've actually committed a crime, and even if you are sort of legitimately suspected of committing a crime, you didn't commit it. Let's say you're innocent, but you're suspected of committing the crime, and you know that this is a true attempt by the legal system to, you know, adjudicate this and figure out what's going on. Well, then, yeah, the right thing to do is surrender. But in this case, this is entirely just a political charade. This is a political game, and everybody knows that. So I don't think you surrender, and I don't think you go along with it. But then Trump also has to weigh, you know, okay, he could throw down the gauntlet and say, I'm not going to surrender. I will not go along with this. Okay. Not going to happen. If he does that, then there's a chance you don't get the mugshot photo. You don't get the photo of the perp walk and handcuffs, which are going to be very powerful political images. But I think he needs to be willing to sacrifice that in order to have this fight. That would be my view of it. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-217-1155. That's 800-217-1155. 800-217-1155.
So this is something a little bit different from Fox News. An artificial intelligence expert with more than two decades of experience studying AI safety said that said an open letter calling for a six-month moratorium on developing powerful AI systems does not go far enough. Eliza Yudkowsky, a decision theorist at the Machine Intelligence Research Institute, wrote in a recent op-ed that the six-month pause in developing AI systems more powerful than GPT-4, called for by Tesla CEO Elon Musk and hundreds of other innovators and experts, understates the seriousness of the situation. He would go further, implementing a moratorium on new large AI learning models that is indefinite and worldwide. So he wants an indefinite moratorium on all of these AI systems. He said in a letter, powerful AI systems should be developed only once we are confident that the effects will be positive and their risk be manageable. The key issue is not human competitive intelligence, as the open letter puts it. It's what happens after AI gets smarter than human intelligence. He says that Yudkowsky warns that there is no proposed plan for dealing with a superintelligence that decides the most optimal solution to whatever problem it is tasked with solving is annihilating all life on Earth. He also raises concerns that AI researchers don't actually know if learning models have become self-aware and whether it's ethical to own them if they are. So this is what he's claiming. This is, and this is the concern that we're hearing from people now, is that we got to be very worried about AI because, number one, they could become self-aware, and maybe they already are. These, you know, these chat bots and everything, maybe they have they are conscious, actually. They have become their own consciousness. And then once that happens, then do they form together to become some sort of super intelligence that, as he says, annihilates all life on Earth? Because maybe the robots would say, well, all these problems that we're supposed to be solving, probably the simplest solution is just to start exterminating people. It's on one hand, that's not an implausible theory, because many of these AI systems are being programmed by leftists, and we know for leftism that is the solution. These are eugenicists, and this is what they believe. They believe that the way you solve a lot of these problems is by reducing the number of people on Earth. They say one of the biggest problems that we face right now, according to them, is the fact that there are too many people on Earth, and so we have to reduce the number because people are a cancerous blight on Mother Earth. So in a certain way, you can anticipate AI being programmed that way. But I still am not terribly concerned about AI wiping out all life on Earth, okay? That's not the risk. But I am still worried about AI. I think it's a very serious concern. My worry, though, is not that it kills people, okay, but that it makes life for people miserable. It doesn't kill humans. Instead, it kills the human spirit. That's what we should be concerned about with AI technology and with much of modern technology. Doesn't mean we want to live in the Stone Age, but this is the downside. It's not a sci-fi movie where a chatbot becomes, look, none of these chatbots are self-aware. And Siri on your iPhone is not self-aware. That's just not happening. As far as we know, it's not possible for inorganic matter to develop consciousness. There's no indication at all that that's even physically possible. All we have are the sci-fi films and books that we all grew up with, all these stories. And so we're all, even these scientists and these AI theorists, they are heavily influenced by fiction. And so they're coming up with this story that's really rooted in that. So that's not going to happen, okay? The robots are not becoming self-aware. They're not going to band together. It's not Terminator. They're not going to try to enslave us. But what is going to happen, and what is happening right now, is that this technology makes human beings increasingly useless and obsolete, okay? By taking away jobs, as we get self-driving cars, and you don't need people driving cars anymore. You don't need truck drivers. You don't need, get rid of that. And as the chatbots and these kinds of systems are able to start like composing, in fact, I just read the other day that BuzzFeed has already started using AI to generate its articles, which means we don't need BuzzFeed, writers anymore. And I know that in and of itself seems like more of a perk than a downside, that we're getting rid of BuzzFeed writers, but it just shows that this is the trend, making human beings obsolete. Taking away jobs, taking away work, making, and then also, kind of paradoxically, at the same time, also making life far too easy. It takes your job away. It's not easy, but in general, kind of like all this technological advancement, removing all resistance from life, prioritizing efficiency and convenience above everything else. You don't have to work for anything. It's all just handed to you. And I think that also breeds boredom, which breeds despair. So it's kind of on a deeper level, but I think that's what we need to be concerned about when it comes to AI. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-217-1155. That's 800-217-1155. 800-217-1155.
Next up, California is seriously discussing giving black residents $5 million in reparations, but activists are already saying that that's not enough, predictably. We'll break that all down next. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. We've been following on this show the efforts in California to instate a policy of reparations for black residents of the state, attempting to right the wrongs of slavery by, according to the proposal, giving each black resident $5 million. But as I asked a few days ago, why $5 million? Why not more? I mean, if we had decided to enter into a fantasy world where it's wise or even possible to hand multi-million dollar checks to millions of people as payment for wrongs that they never personally suffered, why limit it to just $5 million? Well, now the activists in the state are actually asking the same question, predictably. From Fox, quote, activists on Wednesday demanded that the state of California pay millions of dollars to each black resident in reparations as a way to make amends for slavery and subsequent discrimination, dismissing the idea of payments of $5 million per person as nothing and too little. The demands were made at an in-person meeting of the California Reparations Task Force, which was created by the state legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2020. The committee was hearing comments from the public as it considers final recommendations to submit to the California legislature, which will then decide whether to implement the measures and send them to Newsom's desk to be signed into law. So here's a clip of just one of the activists who is not satisfied with $5 million. Here's what he proposes instead.
Reparations are overdue for all foundational black Americans. Foundational black Americans that were killed for nothing, babies taken away from mothers, fathers killed for protecting their families, and families broken up on purpose for profit. Medical genocide, unjust laws, and just plain out brutality. Foundational black Americans have helped every culture to get on their feet. Now it is foundational black Americans' turn to do the same for ourselves. Not just for my generation, but also for the elders that took the time and did the research and educated us and taught us our true history. Also, for the future generations to come that will lead us into the future with their heads held up high. I believe that $5 million in reparations is too little for the work that foundational black Americans have done for this country and as well for other countries. I believe that $7.6 million is a number that can be used very wisely in our foundational black American communities. 40 acres is also still a good idea, and instead of a mule, we would like a tractor. I also believe that we should know the name of all the companies that participated in the slave trade so we, foundational black Americans, can start up our own companies.
$5 million isn't going to cut it, but $7.6 million. Now, that would be useful. That extra $2.6 million, that makes all the difference. The oppression doesn't really start wearing off until you get into the $6 million range, and by the time you're at $7.5 million, it's almost entirely gone. And by that, I mean it's not gone at all, because as we know, you know, since we're talking about foundational black Americans, whatever that means, we do know that one of the foundational beliefs of the modern left-wing race hustler is that America is systemically, inherently racist in ways that are mostly invisible, and that black people will always be oppressed no matter what happens. Barack Obama is oppressed. Oprah is oppressed. We know certainly that Colin Kaepernick and Meghan Markle are oppressed because they keep telling us so, which means that even $7.6 million wouldn't actually do a single solitary thing to heal the alleged racial wounds that these activists are allegedly suffering from. That's only one argument against the reparations idea. There are many more and better ones. I've outlined most of them on the show at various points in the past. But today I'd like to talk about and call attention to a different argument against reparations, one that is, by our culture's standards, rather unspeakable, which doesn't mean that it's wrong. In fact, it normally means precisely the opposite. A guy named Wilford Riley, who's a college professor with a decent social media following, who also happens to be a black man, made this point on Twitter yesterday. Here's what he tweeted. An awkward historical fact, which genuinely complicates the reparations debate, is that black Americans are just obviously better off on average than we would have been had our ancestors never come to the United States. Pointing out something this self-evidently true isn't justifying slavery, which was obviously terrible for slaves and existed globally in 1850. But no one arguing for that $5 million today in L.A. is or has ever been a slave. Pro-POC affirmative action has been the law since 67. Now, he's not the first person to make this point. I remember hearing Dinesh D'Souza articulating the same point years and years ago. And the only thing that makes the point controversial is the insistence by disingenuous idiots to misconstrue it. They will say, as was referenced, that you're justifying slavery or defending it, perhaps even advocating for more of it. But that is obviously not the point. The point is that the push for reparations rests on the notion that black Americans are in a considerably worse spot today than they would have been had their ancestors never been brought here as slaves. They say that we must repair this damage that black Americans are currently experiencing, they say, to the tune of $5 million or $7.5 million or maybe $75 million. Black Americans today are the furthest removed from that historic atrocity and yet should be paid the most in restitution for it. That's the claim. But this is a false notion. In fact, it seems rather clear that Black Americans are doing better here today than they would be had their ancestors generations ago never been brought to these shores. We can prove this point by simply asking which African country anyone asking for reparations would prefer to live in. The answer, of course, is none of them. Now, you might offer the rebuttal that if slavery never existed, if we're reimagining history without that institution at all, then Africa itself would be in a better shape, better place, and better shape, and maybe indeed Black Americans would be better off there. But this seems highly unlikely, and it also ignores the fact that Africans participated in slavery and the slave trade as much as they were victims of it. Not to mention, if we're reimagining the world without African slavery, then we have to also imagine it without all other forms of global slavery, since African slavery was merely one variety, one offshoot of this global institution. And now we have totally, at that point, rewritten the history of the world in a way so dramatic that it's absolutely impossible to say which individuals today would end up worse or better in this alternate universe. I mean, if you go back in time and get rid of slavery from the entire world, you have just... It's impossible to say what the world looks like right now. Actually, what we can say is that we'd all end up worse. All of us today would be in a worse spot if slavery never existed at all across the entire globe, because a change that significant would likely shift the course of events in a way that would mean none of us would even exist. It would be a world full of other people who are not us. So I know that I benefit today from virtually everything my ancestors did and everything did to them, because if any of that had not happened, there's a very good chance that I never would have come into being. And as I see it, I benefit from being if the other option is not being. So where do we land after all of this? It's absurd. Once you get into this conversation of, well, let's get rid of this whole huge part of history and then try to figure out the equation of who's better off, who's worse, it becomes immediately ridiculous. And what does that mean for the reparations discussion? Well, it means that the discussion is totally incoherent and stupid. It means that any reparations plan is an arbitrary policy resting on a whole series of totally unsupported and wildly speculative assumptions about the way things would be right now if they weren't the way that they actually are. And the best we can say about that assumption is that it is a baseless theory. But what we can really say about it is that it's a dubious conclusion based on fanciful and pointless hypotheticals. So maybe this all brings us to a different conclusion. Whether you're black or white, if you want reparations for the wrongs committed against your ancestors who you never met, you can have them. You can have your reparations. In fact, you have them right now. Your reparation is that thanks to the way history unfolded, good and bad, you now get to live in the most advanced and prosperous civilization in history. And you get to enjoy a life of luxury and comfort that would have been unthinkable to the vast majority of humans who ever lived and even live today. If you are listening to my words right now and you live in America, congratulations, you are in the 1%. You are probably in the 1% of the 1%. And of all the people who have ever existed on the planet, you are easily wealthier and more comfortable than 99% of them. You also have more freedom than 99% of them, more opportunity than 99% of them. In fact, no matter who you are virtually guaranteed a stable and successful life if you simply graduate high school, refrain from committing any serious crimes, refrain from using hard drugs, work moderately hard, and get married before you have children. Do all of that, and you will certainly not end up homeless. You will certainly not starve in this country. You will certainly not die of exposure or malnutrition. And you have an extremely high chance of living a well-adjusted, relatively happy, and comparatively prosperous life. Doesn't mean you're going to be a millionaire. Doesn't mean you're going to be wealthy by American standards, but you'll be a comparatively prosperous life. The world has never given more in exchange for less. That is a fact, and that is your reparation. So by all means, go and claim it, or else you're canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news. news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A monster storm system tore through the South and Midwest on Friday, spawning deadly tornadoes in Arkansas, Iowa, and Illinois, where at least one person, three people died. Nearly three dozen others were injured when a twister tore the roof off a theater where a concert was in progress. In Arkansas, tornadoes ripped through the Little Rock region, 600 people injured, at least six people dead. Arkansas Emergency Management spokeswoman Latricia Woodruff says even emergency responders were affected.
Here in Little Rock, that Fire Station 9 received some damage. I don't know the extent of the damage, but I'm being told that that fire station received some damage. I have seen in the area of Rodney Parham here in Little Rock that there appeared to be some structures damage. There are trees down in a lot of places.
Former President Trump will be formally arrested and arraigned on Tuesday in New York. He's expected to turn himself in Tuesday afternoon. He'll be booked mostly like everyone else facing criminal charges. However, the former president is not expected to be put in handcuffs. In remarks at the National Review Institute, former Vice President Mike Pence says the indictment amounts to political prosecution.
Every American deserves equal treatment under the law. And I believe the American people will see this for what it is.
Mr. Pence says he worries about the indictment's impact on America.
This will likely only serve to further divide our country at a time when we ought to be finding ways to come together to face these challenges, to get our economy moving again, to tackle a national debt crisis, to rally around our liberties and our values, and to support our national defense.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Kelly and Alea, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has attended a ceremony to mark the first anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russian troops who had occupied it for nearly a month at the start of Russia's invasion. The latest on the story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In his speech, Zelensky solemnly declares, 1 year has passed since the day when Russian occupiers were forced out of our city, Bucha, the city about which the world did not know yet, the city about which the world will never forget. We will not let it be forgotten. Human dignity will not let it be forgotten. Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers and other officials, and also attending, Moldovan President Maia Sandu said, democratic states must work together to ensure that these atrocities are investigated and punished. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California has plans to improve air quality.
The Environmental Protection Agency clearing the way for California rules that will phase out the sale of diesel-powered trucks. The rules require companies to sell more electric trucks of varying sizes all the way up to massive vehicles weighing more than 33,000 pounds. The rules are part of California's plan to improve air quality in heavy traffic areas. The state is also aiming to end the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. John Scott reporting.
A sunset spectacle featuring towering rock formations that resemble mittens played out this week at Monument Valley on the Arizona-Utah border. The event happens twice a year in the late March and mid-September for only a few days, and as the sun sinks, the shadow of the West Mitten Butte crawls across the desert floor, climbs up the side of the East Mitten Butte. The event draws photographers and spectators from around the country. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Mm-hmm.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
To change their underwear every half hour. Underwear will be worn on the outside so we can check.
This word just coming out from the White House. Welcome to the Democrat Party's America 2023. This is Thoroughly Modern Millie's Army Band on the South Lawn of the White House. Russians and Chinese that fled communism and came to the United States are horrified by what they're seeing, and so are most of us. The Democrat Party isn't. You know, that's one of my things that the Democratic Party isn't. Common sense isn't. Friendly fire isn't. And now the Democrats are showing their true colors. And they are red. And then another shade of red. They're undemocratic. They're un-American. They disdain the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law. I've been talking about it for years. They're Sovietizing the United States of America. I welcome voices from communist countries. And we've spoken to a number of them recently. From the former Soviet Union, from communist China, from Bulgaria. From Hungary. And people who know communism know what this smells like. And it stinks. Slightly more than Michael Moore. And so, as we begin our Friday broadcast, Buenos dias, comrade workers. If you voted for this, well, you voted for this. I guess you like it, because this is what the Democrat Party has become. It's a lynch mob. Now, they're the party of lynching black people from trees with ropes. Got to keep that in mind, too, because the Democrat Party has a long and illustrious history of behaving this way. And so, gosh, we've got a lot today. We've got an awful lot. And it's not just the, George Soros, who's an anti-Semite. See, I just like to say, because anytime you mention George Soros, Democrats start yelling that you're an anti-Semite for mentioning his name, which is a form of, mental impairment. Just one of their many forms of mental impairment. Oh, so they got this George Soros guy in New York who went to Harvard. He's oppressed. You know, he grew up in Harlem. His parents worked for the city. And then he went to Harvard. Then he went to Harvard Law School. And seems an awful lot of people that go to Harvard and Harvard Law School spend their lives trying to destroy the United States of America. Is that a coincidence? because Barack Obama, to name one, you know, the last time we opened the show with the Soviet national anthem and the words Buenos Dias, comrade workers, was the day after Barack Obama was reelected to a second term. And that's, we had to open because he Sovietized, you know, he had a communist mentor, Frank Marshall Davis, when he was a teen who was a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. Oh, it looks like the socialist Bolshevik Che Guevara-worshipping left-wing transgender crowd looks like they've canceled their big Day of Vengeance for tomorrow, the Trans Day of Vengeance, which kind of puts a damper on our weekend plans, I got to tell you, because we were planning on going down. And you gotta get that white stuff you put under your nose, like when you go into a, you know, a morgue or the thing, because smelly bunch. It's a smelly bunch. So, yeah, the transgender communists, the Marxists, have apparently, allegedly, you can't trust them, though, because they're a shifty bunch. They might show up anyway. All the police put on alert, the civil disturbance units. I like to call them CDUs because we got to reduce everything to an abbreviation or an acronym. They've been activated because the left was coming to town. Oh, by the way, there was an insurrection yesterday at the State House. The Democrats using children to advance the cause of, I think, shooting people and transgenderism. Is that what it was? And they counted the suicide-attacking, mass-murdering transgender lunatic that went into the Christian school and murdered six people. They were saying that seven people were killed because, you know, their person was killed too. And the Democrats, there are three Democrats in the State House in Tennessee that staged. And where do they get all these kids? Where do they get all these teenagers? They've got mobs of probably a couple thousand teenagers who are screaming and chanting like mental cases, and they've been brainwashed and indoctrinated, and they stormed the Capitol, and they took over the House chamber. It was an insurrection. And but the news media doesn't even cover it because we don't have a legitimate news media in America. You know, I got to tell you, they're loving this Trump indictment at CNN. CNN just got enormously bad ratings news yesterday, and then this happened. Can't help but wonder whether their Soros miscreant in New York was, maybe he's got stock in CNN or something, because this is great news for CNN. It's all a terrible television show. Our entire political system is driven by ratings and clicks and views, by the way. And that's, you know, the idiocracy that we've created for ourselves. Yeah, but the Democrats, they got, I think, thousands of children and used them as cannon fodder to undermine the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, and to champion transgenderism at the same time, because just don't call them groomers or say that they're coming for the children, even though every day we've got another example of them grooming and coming for the children in this transgender thing. Did you see this? They were inside the Capitol with the insurrectionists were. They were assaulting police. You saw them crashing into and bumping and shoving. And these children, they're high school-aged kids, right? And they're at least hundreds inside the Capitol and probably a couple thousand. And this is the Democrat Party has made the country mentally ill, because the Democrat Party is mentally ill and the Democrat Party has gender dysphoria. And the Democrat Party is hell-bent on mob violence at every turn, and they're also hell-bent on using and abusing the children and sexualizing the children and using the children as cannon fodder in the Bolshevik Revolution, now ongoing in the United States of America. Pretty amazing stuff. But if you haven't seen the videos, the State House in Tennessee, they're worth, and I have the Speaker of the House, some audio from the Speaker of the House, the State House in Tennessee. And he called it an insurrection. And three Democrat radicals, extremists, probably have gender issues too, I assume. They rallied the children, the school children, to show up and purportedly to demand. They're always demanding, and their children, what they need is a good slap by their mothers or their fathers, of course. Maybe their grandparents, because their parents, you know, who knows. But they indoctrinate the children, then they drag them out to their radical left-wing protests, and they're chanting and screaming, and no justice, no peace, which is a direct threat of violence, and you should bring out the, you know, the fire trucks and hose them down at that point, like the Democrats used to do, like Bull Connor. He's a big statewide leader of the Democrat Party, Sheriff Bull Connor. But they're, yeah, no justice, no peace with direct threat of violence. And they're demanding that guns be banned because the problem is guns. That's the problem, not the transgender lunatic that showed up at the Christian school. You know, one of the stories out of there now is that she, and she was a she, that she was planning, she went there in an effort, her first target was going to be the pastor of the church. That's why she apparently went in through the church first, killed the janitor man, an African-American man, 61 years old, I believe, 62 maybe, and she murdered him. But one of the stories is that she was there stalking the pastor and couldn't find him. I think perhaps he wasn't there, but she did murder his daughter, his 9-year-old daughter, and her funeral, I believe it's her funeral that is today. But in back to the State House in Tennessee, because all the children being used as cannon fodder, they're not old enough to, most of them, I think, are not old enough to drive a car. And certainly none of them are old enough to vote. But the Democrats, that is the teachers and the, in the State House, the Democrats, are using the children, again, as cannon fodder, Soviet style, into the breach with the children. And they're chanting no justice, no peace, and screaming and yelling and demanding things of adults. And they need a good slapping down. And they're holding up their fingers. They're holding up both hands. You know, kind of like hands up, don't shoot, which never happened. Another giant lie by the Democrat Party. But at least it was racist and anti-police. And they're holding up their hands. And they're holding up seven fingers and chanting about banning guns. You know why? You know why seven fingers? Because the transgender suicide attacker murdered six people. And then the police were forced to kill the transgender suicide attacker by shooting her to death. She was a she. And so they're holding up seven fingers because those are the victims, seven victims, except one of them was the mass murdering transgender suicide attacker. And oh, did you see at CBS News? I've got this story for you, too. At CBS News, the executives put out a memo. And in their big meeting conference call with the CBS News employees, the executives instructed the so-called journalists there that they're not to use the word transgender. They're not allowed to use the word transgender when reporting the story, which they're probably not going to report anymore anyway. But they were told very explicitly at CBS News not to use the word transgender in reporting the story about the transgender suicide attacker named Audrey Hale, who was 28 years old and voted for Biden and Kamala Harris. Let me just say that with certainty. Even though I don't have the documentation out, but you know, what do you think, she voted for Trump? She's a Biden voter. She's dead now, of course, because she was shot to death with a whole bunch of bullets by good guy police officers who the Democrats despise. It's an amazing thing. Yeah, so the people at CBS News have been instructed to not use the word transgender because you don't want that. Yeah. So just a few of the things we've got for you today, because the Democrats, so we have mob violence, we have a mass murder, we have transgenderism, we have an insurrection, a riot, and the abuse of children in myriad ways. That's all okay. Pretty amazing stuff. And CNN's ratings in the tank, but boy, big boost for them yesterday. Because, you know, lefties will tune in. No, O.J. Simpson the other day, when he heard about the massacre, he first turned to MSNBC, and then he didn't find out about the transgender thing. Then he turned to CNN, because this is O.J., these are O.J.'s preferred sources for news. So we got that. We got that. And then he turned to CNN, and they didn't mention transgender either. So we got that. Anybody remember when Hillary Clinton said back to Donald Trump, President Trump, being charged by these radical left-wing extremists who are looking to provoke, they're looking to provoke half the country, because the best thing that ever happened to them was January 6th, right? That's, they love January 6th. It's their favorite thing ever, right? That and COVID and, I don't know, AIDS or something. Monkeypox, I think they like monkeypox. Jane Fonda did say that COVID was God's gift to the left. And then she giggled She's a communist. You know, a millionaire, Gulfstream, Guevara, limousine, liberal, Beverly Hills, billionaire, Bolshevik, you know, the usual left-wing stuff. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, we've got a lot to get to, obviously, today, and I've got a lot of audio for you. You remember the Clinton campaign abused campaign funds to pay for that big fat lie that the media loves so much they lapped it up like the poodles that they are, the bloodthirsty jackals that they are. That whole dossier thing, there was a big lie. And by the way, there are sources on that. They had that Russian guy from the Brookings Institution with his ties to the Kremlin. Right? And then that British guy who's not even an American, Christopher Steele. And the Clinton campaign and the crooked D.C. law firm and the crooked D.C. firm run by former reporters for the dossier, which was a big lie, and they monkey wrenched the American political system because they're the left. They're not liberals. They're the left. And the Clinton campaign violated campaign law in doing so and lied about it. And you know what happened? She was indicted by the DA in New York and dragged up and handcuffed. No, they just wrote a check. They just paid a little fine, and everybody moved on. And the news media applauded because they're bloodthirsty jackals, and they're corrupt, politically corrupt. Bias doesn't cover it. Politically corrupt jackals. So we've got, scratching the surface on what we're going to get to today. And we're at 888-630-9625.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2600. 800-786-2600. That's 800-786-2600.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay.
Call 800-745-1522. That's 800-745-1522. 800-745-1522.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
All right. And the media is lying about George Soros and his ties to Alvin Bragg also, because that's what they do. That's their role in our society. They lie to us. And if you're stupid, you believe it, and then you vote Democrat. All right, let's go to, that's a pretty simple equation. Let's go to Matt, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, I was going to wish you a happy day one of the Day of Vengeance in Transtopia, but it sounds like they might have canceled it, so sorry about that. I was also going to point out how day number two seemed fitting. It was on April Fool's Day. Because of the crying game surprise at the end, but maybe the joke was that they're not having it. So
you worked in a number of funny things there. That's good stuff. Yeah. Also, it's the Day of Vengeance was 2 days because they don't know what a day is and they don't know how many genders there are.
Right. Biden core math. Hey, so my pronouns are Ray, J, Mr. Johnson, and Natural Light. My alternate pronouns are F minus and grammar. But the less their pronoun nonsense and their word burning reminds me of two Steve Martin skits from the old days. In one, he says, you know, he talks about playing a joke on your kid and teaching them from birth to talk wrong. And so the first day of class, raises his hand, the teacher calls on him. He says, "May I mumbo dog face down to the banana patch?" Which, you know, sounds a lot like Joe Biden's lying dog face pony soldier.
Yeah.
And then the second skit, he says, in France, chapeau means hat. Fromage means cheese. It's like those French have a different word for everything. Well, now, you know, neurodivergent means retarded. I lost the second one. So birthing person means woman or mother. Insurrectionist means school board mom.
Right. Terrorist.
You know,
yeah.
Mostly peaceful means violent. So, you know, they just don't get it.
Well, they get it. They get that they have secured information dominance like an invading military force. And they manipulate language. And like the Taliban, they tear down history. And everything they tear down is of a racist Democrat, by the way. You know, it's good stuff. The manipulation of language is key to everything they do.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now, we know that the Democrats lie all the time, and that means that the media lies all the time. And they, you know, there's some things they just don't cover because the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. And they ignore a lot. And then they exaggerate and overemphasize certain other things. For example, they have 575 violent riots across the country in which dozens are killed, thousands are injured. No exaggeration. Billions in property damage and attacks on police and police stations and courthouses. And all of that is social justice and racial justice and mostly peaceful. We, of course, have mostly peaceful T-shirts and coffee mugs at the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's amazing internet, along with lots of other great things. But they lie about. And then January 6th happens. Ashley Babbitt is shot and killed while unarmed after serving 12 years in the Air Force. And they call it the deadly insurrection. And then they pretend that the police officer that committed suicide nearly 8 months after January 6th is a death attributable to January 6th because they lie about everything. On the other hand, just shy of 3 months after January 6th, another Democrat suicide attacker attacked the police at the U.S. Capitol, murdering Officer William Evans, severely wounding a second U.S. Capitol police officer. And then he was thankfully shot to death by yet more U.S. Capitol police officers who were being attacked by the Democrat suicide attacker. And this lunatic suicide attacker at the Christian school the other day, Audrey Hale, she shouldn't even use her name. She and CBS News won't say transgender because, right? Oh, speaking of which, the Washington Post, where's my Washington Post? The Washington Post today at long last has a story about the Democrat, now former mayor of College Park, Maryland. And they have a story finally in the hard copy of the newspaper here. And it goes on and on about the Democrat that 80 counts of child pornography, right? 80 counts of child pornography, including distribution of man on boy, gay, child porn, Democrat elected mayor, Maryland City, just outside of Washington, D.C. And they forget to mention, again, here we go, they constantly forget to mention that he's a Democrat. They write these long stories, but fail to mention that he's a Democrat because the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. And it's like, what is it, page 3 of the Metro sectional. Put it in the Metro, no big deal, because he's a Democrat. If he's a Republican, it's a banner headline on the front page of the A sectional. They're quite amazing. You know, I've got to love my friend John pointing out, you got to love the moral equivalency. The Democrat children, that they brought the children out to stage an insurrection in Tennessee, and the children holding up seven fingers, counting the people killed in the massacre, but they're counting the murderer by holding up seven fingers.
Every death is a tragedy, y'all. Seven lives.
Seven lives. See, it was a tragedy, y'all. Seven lives. Well, one was the murderer. See? And that's, but that's the thing, you know, and the moral equivalency to equate the death of the transgender suicide attacking murderer Audrey Hale with the deaths of the six innocent people that she murdered while pretending to be a man, apparently, because mental illness. And now reportedly looking for, and also the FBI has the manifesto, which shouldn't be the person manifesto or the, you know, Newt Festo or something. Because that didn't like man. You know, you can't say manhole cover anymore. That's an insert your own joke. But the, boy, the FBI now has the manifesto, and they say, well, we'll release it when we're damn good and ready, I think is what the press release said. So we might not see it until we see the, you know, the documents from the Kennedy assassination in 1963, which still haven't been released all over the place, even though the Congress mandated that they release them by 2017, but they still haven't in the intelligence community. So now the FBI has it. Jay, if you can't trust the FBI, who can you trust? I assume they're going to be raiding the homes of the Democrats that orchestrated the insurrection in Tennessee, rappelling down fast roping from helicopters to storm the homes in pre-dawn raids of the insurrectionists in Tennessee, three of whom are elected Democrats, who were waving in the mob of children who were memorializing the mass murdering, suicide-attacking transgender killer by holding up a finger representing her as one of the people killed in the massacre. This is a demented form of moral equivalency, suggesting that her life was lost as a result of a massacre when she's the one perpetrating the massacre. But this is, you know, they're indoctrinating. This is the left again. And they're not liberals. They're the left. The Democrat Party is not liberal. The Democrat Party is the left. As in St. Petersburg in 1917, as in China in 1949, this is the left. Hanoi Jane Fonda just played the clip, COVID is God's gift to the left, and she giggles, they love death more than we love life. That was Al-Qaeda's slogan, but I think that should be Joe Biden's slogan for his 2024 campaign. Just amazing. These people. Can I just say these people? At the same time, I know people, and I've gotten texts, an eloquent text from a friend in California. The text is, I am afraid. And you know that the Democrats, the left, are attempting to instigate. They're attempting to incite. They're attempting to provoke. Because January 6th was their favorite day. It's the only incident of mob violence that matters for the last 5 years. And in the last 3 years, the Democrats have sacked and plundered and looted untold numbers of cities and businesses and communities and neighborhoods, including the one I'm in right now. Not on January 6th. That was 2.5 hours of, you know, 150 people misbehaving, and they shouldn't have, obviously. And you don't assault police officers and on and on. But, you know, they released Jacob Chansley from prison, maybe because of the violations of law involved in throwing him in jail. What do you think? Got that whole Brady thing where they're supposed to provide exculpatory evidence to the defense, and they didn't do that because they were railroading him, because they made him a symbol of January 6th, because they own the megaphone. And that's the news media and social media, which, of course, they're in bed with and they've coerced. And for the most part, they don't have to. And just like the Krupp family was in bed with Adolf Hitler and his Socialist Workers Party, you've got these billionaire information oligarchs in bed with the left in the United States of America, represented today by the Democrat Party. But they lie about everything. And here's a big lie. You know, a number of Republicans rightly keep referring to Alvin Bragg as a Soros prosecutor. And George Soros, for some reason that nobody at the New York Times seems to be interested in, has been funding campaigns of prosecutors across the United States of America who are pro-crime and anti-police, anti-law and order. And George Soros, a foreign billionaire. Billionaires are bad unless they're George Soros, right? And if you mention George Soros, they call you an anti-Semite. Of course, then they have rallies against Israel on campuses all across America, which they've got coming up again. And here's the radical left-wing extremist mediaite. George Soros fires back at claims linking him to Trump prosecutor Bragg. Quote, I did not contribute to his campaign. That's the radical left-wing mediaite. They're extremists. Who is it? They have Aiden McLaughlin. Wasn't the transgender murderer named Aiden when she was pretending to be a man? Isn't that right? Is that right? Is that a coincidence, do you think? George Soros, the billionaire Democratic mega donor, has been the subject of feverish allegations. Not really. Connecting him to the indictment of former President Donald Trump. It's because the Alvin Bragg was running on a platform of charging Trump with crimes, and then he got $1 million from Soros. But like the Corleone family, like the organized criminals that they are, they have buffers. They have buffers. Many, you know, remember Johnny Ciccio? So, yeah, Corleone family's got a lot of buffers. The district attorney bringing the case, Alvin Bragg, has been labeled a, quote, Soros-backed prosecutor, end quote, by conservative media and Republican lawmakers who have long criticized the billionaire's involvement in U.S. politics. Soros, comma, who is Jewish, comma. If he was Catholic, do you think they'd say who is Catholic? Why are they such anti-Semites that they have to cite someone's... what is with that? Anyway, has also been the subject of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories regarding his influence. No. People have just pointed out that he's a giant mega donor who funds people that get people killed in St. Louis and all across the country. Lots of criminal Soros prosecutors. And now here's the thing. In one of the posts this month, Trump referred to Bragg, comma, who is black, comma, if he were gay, it would say, comma, who is gay and black, just like Jussie Smollett. Jussie, every time they mention Jussie Smollett's name, comma, who is black and gay, comma. This is the identity politics. This is the left. And the left, the hard left, the Marxists, they use race, class, and gender in all things. And now they got 130 or so genders, so they use it much more frequently than they used to. So Trump referred to Bragg, who is black, as a, quote, Soros-backed animal, end quote. His lawyer later called that post ill-advised, and it was deleted. Well, you know, we call people political animals and a Democrat animal, and he's a Hollywood animal, and, you know, it's a turn of phrase we use. It's a colloquialism, and you guys should, you know, pull your heads out of your dark and remote locations. All right, but so here it is. They're saying, oh, no, and Soros lies. Well, I didn't fund him. Now, here's the truth. You got to go to the Daily Mail and American conservative outlets. George Soros's man in the Manhattan DA's office, colon, they love their colons, billionaire Dem donor funded Alvin Bragg's campaign to the tune of $1 million while he promised to put Trump behind bars. Bragg, you see, and in this Mediaite story, they say, oh, sure, George Soros gave $1 million to a left-wing radical organization called Color of Change. That means it's racists, right? And remember when Barack Obama promised the fundamental transformation of America? Do you think it's here now? This is part of what he's talking about? The destroying the rule of law, jurisprudence, decency, civility. I believe that these are elements of what Barack Obama was talking about, mentored by a communist named Frank Marshall Davis, made CIA director out of penitentiary face John Brennan, who voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate. And you remember when you got all these Obama people saying Mao was their favorite political philosopher, and they agree with Mao that all power essentially comes from the barrel of a gun. And they hired Van Jones at the White House. They're very excited. Anita Dunn, who loved Chairman Mao. They hired Van Jones, who also self-described as a communist at that time. And all of this is just swept under the rug. And no one seems to remember it. The entire news media has early onset memory loss.
We kind of agree with Mao that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun.
So here's a Mediaite. While Soros never directly backed Bragg, the New York Times reported he did donate $1 million to Color of Change, a progressive criminal justice group that endorsed Mr. Bragg. And they quote the New York Times. They didn't endorse Mr. Bragg. They gave him $1 million that had just been given to them by George Soros. And the Color of Change is racist. It's a racist organization, and it's a Bolshevik organization. And the socialists are backing the Trans Day of Vengeance, which may or may not have been called off because you can't believe anything they say. So they lie about everything. Look, I've got a ton of audio to get to share with you as well. But the media lies to you, and there are, you know, 10,000 ways to lie in the naked city, and the media find about 9,900 of them every day. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Michael calling from Potomac, Maryland. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. I just had an observation. I hadn't heard anybody else mention this. So if trans men are, in fact, men, and the shooter here was a trans man, and he was white. You had a white man who went on a killing spree and killed a black man who was the custodian in that school. I have not heard a single person talk about the hate crime aspects of this, that this white terrorist, white supremacist killed this innocent black man.
Man, and it's a white, and it's because they have to accept that she's a man because she says she's a man, which is what the Democrats have done to their brains and to the brains of millions of Americans. I did mention yesterday the hate crime anti-Christian, certainly, and I did mention that she was a white man, according to the Democrat Party's definition of what is a man. And most of them are incapable of defining that, including there's a Supreme Court justice that Joe Biden picked who can't tell you what a woman is, and she presumably can't tell you what a man is either. Michael, I think you're on to them. That's right, and she murdered a black man, the custodian, apparently looking for the pastor who had been counseling her. And she was bitter about the counseling, apparently, and it might explain the targeting of this Christian school, since the pastor there had been counseling her in her struggle with gender identity, right? But the news media doesn't, they don't cover that. And now the FBI has the manifesto, so we may never see it, because they'll put it through a shredder in Hillary Clinton's basement or something. That's good stuff, Michael. Thank you. And it is a hate crime targeting Christians. And if she was indeed a white man, well, CBS will never tell, because they've been prohibited from making any reference to her transgenderism.
You're a wise man, Mr. Soros, and a powerful one.
You are better than us.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PUSH for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PUSH. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PUSH for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PUSH.
It's March, and you know what that means. Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
See Nancy Pelosi's contribution to all of this? The question is she a fascist or a moron?
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Wait till I get to Nancy. She thinks we live in some other country. She doesn't. After 150 years in Congress, she doesn't understand the first thing about the United States of America. Man, oh man. Okay, let's see. Let's go to... let's go to Ben calling from Shelbyville, Delaware. Ben, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, Ben. What do you say, huh?
So, I got one for you. I love your little isms on Democrats aren't. Friendly fire isn't. I got a new one for you.
Yeah.
Transgenders aren't.
Transgenders aren't. They're not trans?
They aren't.
Yeah.
Well, they're not. Well, a transgender, it's a, you know, it's, I always tell people who are really in support of the trans idea, I ask them, hey, can you name for me one person who completely fulfilled the scientific role of one gender, then transitioned, and then fully functioned in the next gender they acquired? And they can't answer that question. Transgenders are about as real as Jar Jar Binks or the Wookiees. That's what I always tell them.
Well, and how does that go? I suppose it depends on who you're talking to, doesn't it, how it goes over?
Yeah, it depends who, and most of the time I'm called a transphobe after that. Then I tell them, well, how can I be scared of something I don't believe exists in the first place? Which,
that's pretty good. Yeah, trans. I don't have an irrational fear of anything. Also, did you see the anthropologists? I've got audio of an anthropologist who doesn't know the difference between men and women.
Get ready for another wild event at the Cascade Theater when Peter Gross of Wild Kingdom returns Friday, March 8th. The star of Wild Kingdom shares his exciting animal world with a